Broken Sisters, this message by Brother William Marion Branner was delivered on Saturday morning, January 23, 1965, for the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International Breakfast at the Ramada Inn, Phoenix, Arizona, USA. Isisterna sopweyasa, mutakola wa munna William Marion Branner, olalerwe sapa tuvasi isu, mahiku yetaka 23 mweru wa janeru, 1965, mwahawo ya wavasi isu wa ilapo sinchene, wopata na walipa na koso ya hapari yore rayomalela o Ramada Inn of Phoenix, Arizona, wa Amerika.
Sote nesini weriana Pwee mioki nami.
Let us remain standing just a moment and bow our heads.
Nikalene emeleno kati vakani pahini nura mihemirusahun.
Lord Jesus, we are trying in our humble way to express to you by singing this that we believe.
Puya Yesu, hiyo neheri ya mwainamuna huyo uye viha, olavula ninyo, niipakela, wira hiyo ninaamini.
And we pray, Lord, that now that you will continue breaking the bread of life to us, giving to us that which we have need of, out of thy word. For we ask it in Jesus' name, amen.
Ni hiyo nimveke la puya, wira vano, wira nyuo mutikele mukawake eolia yekumi mwa hiyo, munivahake ele hiwe ntunahu mwa maswai, maana hiyo nimveke la mwansina na Yesu, ame. Mukilatiki.
I'm quite sure if I'd say the all-sufficient word now of amen, that the august blessings of God still rest upon this audience.
Mio kwa okupa limara, hiyo naroa, vakanle wira ka muhimyo malela otene wa nulumo ame wira iparaka sulu pale samuluku lelo samu kala mutuku mano yola.
I've sat this morning and listened close to the service, enjoyed the testimonies, the different ways each one has of expressing themselves.
Mio ka hiki lati vasi sula nuwiria noratene muteko wokisivelo namona inamuna sovirikana kula moso rinawe wola vula wawe.
And to hear the newcomers, the Baptist brother here that come to apologize for thinking that a little wrong.
Ni owiwa anamurwa nanano, muna mupati istava yoworu yoveke nlevelelo, mwahawo upu elo vonya iwe wamukani.
So I certainly appreciate the somebody that can be human enough or gentleman enough to, if he thinks he's made a mistake.
Vano, mio veke kai kini mutitimi hamutu, mutu oniwero kalana omutu vopieria wala ola kea vopieria wira, owo onaru wiro ovonya.
He didn't exactly apologize to me. It was me who was apologizing to, but it was God. So I appreciate that. See, God bless our brother and his evangelist brother.
Oo, veke kai kavenke nlevelelo wa mio. Kahi wa mio owa aveke lawe, waari wa muluku. Vano mio kini titimi heyo, mone. Muluku wa mureri he munnihu. Ni munna we na malale ya hapari yorera.
My, that Baptist, you know, I used to belong to the Baptist church myself. I was a member of the Missionary Baptist Church.
Ulu, mupati istole, nyuo mosuela. Mio kani rampanta wa ikeresha patista yomi. Mio kari mpanta wa ikeresha patista misionaria.
When I come among the people, I know how you feel. I felt the same way, just full of something. I didn't know.
Okati mio ni ruake ria ria atu, kosue la mota muno nanyu. Mio kona kenamune mosaru, pahi osare tui mosayo mio, mio kahasue laka.
I remember my first experience of sin. So it was in Dwajak, Michigan. I beg your pardon, I'd been at Dwajak on a fishing trip and was coming down from Dwajak down into Indiana.
Mio kinu upuwela musuele lwaka opachira, womwe hamu Pentecosti, wari Odoijaki, Michigan. Mio kimveke lanlevelelo nanyu, mio kari Odoijaki, mamukwaha mosa woro omisa. nto karwa kikumako doi jaki kikuruelaka o Indiana.
And so I seen the names of Jesus all over the cars and things, and I listened to their services that day.
Nto vano mio kaho na masina a Yesu mukaroni sotene ni tusiso ni mio kahi wiriana miteko sa ni hikunno.
And the next day they asked me to come to the platforms to say a few words, and I did. And they asked me what church I belonged to, and I told them I was a Baptist.
Nto melo ni mwaya ao kukivekelo wela va plataforma wira kihime molumo vakani vano mio kahira nto mio ao kukikohekeresha sheni kira kampanta nto mio kwa himera wira karimu patista.
And that night they had an old colored man was going to preach, and he must have been in his late 80s. And he come out the platform, the old fellow, they almost had to lead him out.
Nto hi ule au ya hikala na mulopo na mutoko eno ripa aro olalea. Nto o aha na wira riene muhina mwa yaka sawe miloko mitanu na taru so kiseria. Nto o kura va plataforma. Mwapa roo mutoko ene au ya hano muhola.
He was long ministerial coats on, a velvet collar, and just a little rim of white fur hair around the side.
Oh, ari. Awanre mosawa ikasako iya sora kama so ministeriu, mukala wa manri, ni mukala mwa mukani pahi wa efuru ya manri, ote ila mukerekere.
I thought all these men here and theologians, and great man, how they let this service be given to a fellow like that? Well, the old man should be in a chair somewhere sitting down.
Ntomio kahu puela, alopwa na ote na alava ni mateologu. Atwalu pale motashena ni hirerea muteko olo vahiriruwa ni mwapara sintokole. Vano, mutoko ene ahano kala vakatera ni nipuronno akilantene.
They'd been preaching that day about what Jesus had did here on earth. But he took his text, I believe, from Job 7:27. I wouldn't be sure that's a scripture.
Ao yari, alaleaka ni hiku ni muhawa itu Yesu irale awe vativa. Nto, masuo onkusha akunshe yoso mawe mio kukupale wira arimwa yobi. Seti, vinti, enira, mio nkikupala nshe wira yole mpwene tie.
However, this is the quotation or some part of it. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the world? When the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy.
Masi, ela te himero, wala nipuro ni mosa wa yeyo. Nyo mwarivai, okati mio apatu shako limwenku. Okati iteneri so shaka, siipaya wa mosa, nana muluku ya kuelaya mwaha wote liwa murima.
And he's spoke on what went on in heaven while they've been speaking on what went on in earth.
Nto o alavula mwahawa itu sira ne awirimu okati hao yare ayalavulaka itu sira ne avati.
And somewhere about 5 minutes after speaking, the spirit of the Lord hit him and he jumped way up in the floor, clicked his heels together.
Nto nipuro no vo pieraka minutu mitanu okati hu alavulawe o eroho yapu ya yahimana nto kitu pelosulu okuma vati kikumani haikosasa weva mosa.
My, there was as much room as almost half on this platform. He went walking off. Said, "You just haven't got enough room up here for me to preach."
Wulu, wahi kalopuro munchene, wahi kalawo piera kanusu na plataformela. Nto kiro etaka kuira. Nyo kamuri no puro mpiera wa wira mio kilale.
Well, I was about 20 years old then. I thought, if that'll do that for that old man, what would it do for me?
Vano mio karina yaka sopia kamilo komilu katule. Mio kahupuela. Vari uira eyo eni muiri hasale mulopo na mutoko enole. Eshe eni yaro ayo kiri hamio, munona.
Behalf of keeping everything just as orderly for our new brothers, that we certainly are welcoming into our fellowship.
Uira nikalihe ituso tene soli kanene, washini huasia. Yao hiyo veke kai ni wake lahu ni muretele mutuku mano ni mwahu.
See, I believe they made mention of a priest sitting here, I think. Of course, being Irish, my people are Catholic. And so there was a couple more, Baptists and different ones.
Mio kinona, mio kukupa liwira au ya ahihi mea muhawa na muku tukilantiva. Mio kinona, veke kai kikanliaka muirlanda atuaka katolika. Ntovano, ya ahikala tuetoko apatista ni uhia na hiana.
You might have been a little confused a while ago. I noticed another brother spoke about it, but I thought I would try to straighten out when Brother Shakarin.
Nyo opoti muriene oti kinihu avakainu katuvindre. Mio kihona wira kavo mosa wa ashinno lavunle mwahawa ye. Masi mio kahu puela wira kamwere rolaki heria. Okati munda shakaria.
If the fine speaker here was got so filled with joy of knowing the coming of the Lord so close at hand, he spoke in an unknown tongue to us. And we have interpreters that give the interpretation.
Vaviralyawe mulipo ola vuloratene va ari oteli wa shamurima woswela kawira orwa wapu yoriva kivirusha. O lavula ni lavulelo yohiswanya wa hiyo. Ni hiyo no kana nalipo ota pulela anta pulela.
Which scripture says, if there be no interpreter, then let them hold their peace. But if they speak in tongues and then interpret it, it becomes prophecy.
Yeyo, yole mpweni himi aya, ahikale mutu utapulela vano awa male, masivari, vari wira awa nlavula ni ilavulelo, ntovo, atapulele yeyo, ewe nikalo profeta.
So, the little confusion of two of them at one time, now that wasn't a bit confusing. See, because one of them was given the interpretation, the other was prophesying.
Vano, munyakunyaku mukani wa atwanli aia okati mmosaru. Vano, eyo kiari munyakunyaku vakani vene. Mone, okala wira, mmosa ao, anita pulela, mukina ahimia se profeta.
See, so that's, I thought I would let our brethren understand if they did not understand, because one of them is correctly given to notice the time limits of each one, and the other one is so filled himself that the Spirit of God was prophesying to one, interpreting the other, was given the interpretation.
Munona, vano eyo, miokona wira kamwa hiyashini huiwa sana, vari wira au kaiwale sana, okala wira mosa wao ira vahako ratene, nyuo mwawehe male loyokati ya wakula mosa, ntomukina ari osa reasha mwanene, wire roho ya muluku ya muhimia soholo mamutu mosa, etapulelaka, mukina ari atapulelaka.
So it might be clear that you were not, sometimes to the natural mind, it's like our precious brother that gave the apology this morning, it is a bit confusing to the person who doesn't understand.
Wireyo ekaleyo wiwe ya wira nyuo, hiyo kani hiyo, imara sikina mamupu elu wa mutu, sintoko pahi muni huo vekalenlevelelo vasi isula. Eyo tioti kini havakani wa mutu ulo hinsuela.
But to those who are in veterans of the battle that we're in, why we understand that what these things are. So I just thought I'd say something about it if it was all right.
Masi, wale akenle, atokwena ekoto heyo nriahumo, vano, hiyo ni nisueleyo, etui yo sinihimi aya, vano miyo veke kai, kupu elawira, kamu himi etumo hawa yeyo, ya kanle ruitu yorera.
Now, I know this is no place to say this, but being everybody's been telling little things, that fellow said, the old colored man said, you don't have enough room for me to preach. You ain't got enough time for me to preach. Rather long-winded.
Vano. Mio kosuwe la wira waki ni hiyo ni puro vohi mieyo. Masukala wira tu tena ni kala himiaka itusikani. Mio, nyo mosuwela, mwapa role kuira, mulopwa nole mutoko eno oripa kuira. Nyo kamurino puro ni piera wira mio kilale. Nyo kamurino katu ni piera wira mio kilale. Aipumusi nchene.
Man said one day, said a minister came up. He'd been a pastor at the church for 20 years and he always preached just exactly 30 minutes each Sunday morning at his church, and he said, this Sunday morning he preached 3 hours.
Mulopo na mmosa, ahi himianihi kunukwira, murume imosa ari morwa, o ari pastore mukeresha yaka miloko mili, ntoo, okati otene, alale akatu minutu miloko miraru pahi, kule timinku vasi isu, mukeresha mwawe. Ntoo kwira, etiminku ila vasi isu, o kila lea iwora taru.
And so the deacon board called him in and said, Pastor, we really appreciate you that we always know that you stand for the Bible and its rights.
Ntovo, nikuru na matia ako nukimu ihana mpani. Nto kuira, Pastor, hiyo veke kai nino titimihani nyuo. Kuira, hiyo kuloka tinosue la wira nyuo munimwe merera Biblia ni haki sawe.
Said then, and you always correct us so we can feel pure and clean before God. And we really appreciate you and we believe you're God's servant. And we certainly did appreciate that message this morning.
Vano kuiranto, vano nyuo kulokati muni nilaka wira hiyo nikaleko oona wira noloka ni ore ramurimo holo wa muluku. Nto hiyo veke kaininno titimihani. Ni hiyo ninami ni wira nyuo mamurume ya muluku. Nto hiyo veke kaiwonisi vela mutako ole vasi isula.
But so there's just one thing that we want to ask you about that we timed you as a deacon board that every Sunday morning is just exactly 30 minutes. And today you were 3 hours.
Masikwira, yokale tui mosapa hiyo ntuna huoko hani kwira. Hiyo ni hova hanu kati ntokoni kuru na matia akonu kwira. Kule timinku vasi isu nyuwa murina veke kai minutu miloko miraru pahi. Ntolelo, mwari uora taru.
So now remember, we appreciate every bit of it. It was all right making the old fellow feel good, you know.
Kwira, vano mupwele, hiyo eni nisivela kule panti haya. Eyo ya ari olikana. Amukaliha kampata ni mutoko ene hono rera nyuwa mosuela.
He said, well, brother, and I tell you what it is, that every morning when I go to, call to the pulpit, that I put one of those little lifesavers in my mouth. He said, I just suck on it and said, when the lifesaver's done, said, it takes just 30 minutes, and said, then I quit preaching.
Oh, kwira, ahe ashinda. Mio kinimo lela ni mote ni kalaya. Kwira, kula vasi isu kati mio nroaka o. Mio kiniha ni waka wa pulpitu. Kwira, mio kinimuhe la mosa wa lifesavers ala kani mwanumaka. Oh, kwira, nto mio kinimupota yole pahi. Nto kwira, okati lifesaver o ni malaya. Kwira, ewe nkusha minutu miloko miraru pahi. Nto kwira, vano mio kini hiyo lalea.
He said, you know, this morning I thought I was a little over time. I spit it out, I had a button in my mouth.
Oh, kwira, nyuwa mosuela. Vasi isula, mio kona wira kahivi kanokati vakani. Mio kiro mushua, mio karine pita umano mwaka.
I ain't gonna put anything in. Totally. Hope I don't get some buttons.
Mion kinro hela mwatetu. Bano hiyo ni ngweheri ya wira ni hikalene ipitao mumfuko ni mwahu.
But we are, I hope that didn't sound sacrilegious here, but just, you know, even God has a sense of humor, you know.
Masi hiyo na mio ko kupali wira eo kaiwenye ntokove hava. Masi mio pahi, nyuo mosuela, hata muluku okala na mupuelo otea, nyuo mosuela.
So we are very thankful to be here and have this time of fellowship and with this grand privilege to break the bread of life once again in my own simple little way.
Bano hiyo nri oshukuru vanche eno kalava. Ni ukala nukatula opatana ni murere lola mulu pale wini kawane yoya ye kumi marikina mwainamuna haka yoko ya yamu kani.
I know as theologians as that man spoke here last night from England, he'd get up behind a person like that with my 7th grade education.
Mio kosuela ntokoma teo luku, ntokomu lopu anolo la vunle vansano hiu onikuma Inglaterra, ulu, okina narovenye utuliwa mutusi isale, nusoma waka wekalase anetha nunapili.
But I hope that God will interpret to you the meaning in my heart. See, my words are not right. My intentions, I trust, are.
Masimio kinroro melawira muluku ni mota pulelani mupuelo rimurima ni mwaka. Munona, molu mwaka ya hika loloka, so tunasaka. Mio kinroro melawira tisoloka.
Now, let us read in the scripture. Many of you like to follow, and I'm going to read this morning for just a few moments from the book of Jeremiah the prophet. The second chapter, and I'm going to begin now with the first verse.
Bano, nisome mwasole mpwa. Anche ena nyuo onna sivelo tara. Ntomio, kinro osoma vasi isula mwa okati vakani, mulivuru ni mwa Yeremia, profeta, kapitulu dosh. Ntomio, kinro pachera nanano ni versikulu un.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth and the love of thine espoused, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness and in the land that was not sown.
Tirinsuna apuya na ahikiruela mio ni iraka. Muruwe mwakuelo waruni wo Yerusalemu muiraka. Siiswa ni hima tapuya. Mio kini upuelani, openta wa mira vanyu, ni upenta wa waka miliwa wanyu. Okati nyua mwakita ranyu mio motakoni, ni mulaponi mwemo mwahaliwa.
Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall, and offend, evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord.
Israeli ari ore rihiwa wapuya. ni mulipu wa winchereri wa waya, otene ala na hashao ano ni watekela, e hasare ni mwakumelela yao, anihimia tapuya.
Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel.
Mwiria nensu na apuya, o etoko ya Yakobi, na amusu utena etoko ya Israeli.
Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me and walked after vanity and are become vain.
Siso ni hima tapuya, yotakalasheni ashiti itinyo kipanyanea ya mio, uirawe kihie kiro otai wa mio, ni kwete la ituse etiru, vano malenlohi kaletu.
Neither said they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt and led us through the wilderness, through the land of desert and of pits, through the land of drought and of the shadows of death, through the land that no man passed through and no man dwelleth.
Nakalao wira, ariva i apuya yawa ni kuminghe lapo ya weshitu, ni kune etiha mootako ni eriari ya elapo hinima ni amaliti, eriari ya elapo yowuma ni saipipi sa mokwani, eriari ya elapo memwe hinivira atamutu ni atamutu hinikala.
And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination.
Ntomio, kihoke lihani lapoyo orueria, wira muyeke mihoko roko saya nisore erasaya, masukati nyuo mukenlianyu, nyuo mohono nelapu aka, ni mokali heshavu aka yona nara.
And the priest said not, where is the Lord? And the hand of the law knew me not.
Nto, ana muku tukahimia wira, ariva yapuya, ni ana masuka ikano, kaya akisuela tomio.
And the pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit.
Nave makulu pale aakiru kunuela, ni maprofeta aalavu la mwansina na bayali, ni ahete laitu seyo sihinka la murerelo.
Therefore I will plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children will I plead.
Tirimio kino virikanya na ninyuo, anihimia tapuya, ni anaya ninyu, mio kinimu avirikanyiha.
For over this land of Chedom and sea, and in the Gradur, and consider diligently that, and see if there be such a thing.
Nto, esisiruela yokitini, ni mone, ni uketari, mwawe hawe horate ene yeyo, nto mone, ya kalawira yokumelela wetu sisa.
Has a nation changed their gods, which are no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit.
Yokale lapo ewakakanya muluku aya, ya wahikanle ahikanla muluku, masatwaka haka kanyuvua waya, ni ile hirina murerelo.
Be astonished, O you heavens, at this, and be horrible afraid. You're desolate, saith the Lord.
Mukale o tutua o nyuerimu, ni yela, ni mukale o pweliwa o wova, oripiwa murima ulu pale, anihima tapuya.
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
Tiri atwaka ahira sota kalapili, au akihia mio ehime ya masi makumi, kutipa isisterna sopweyasa, sihingwe rokala na masi.
May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his words. And I would like to take a text of that, broken cisterns.
Apu ya inchereri paraka saya, mwayoso mawa maswaya. Ntomio kaatuna o kushayoso mamaye yontoko, isisterna sopwe yasa.
When in reading this scripture this morning, which all scripture is given by inspiration, and we come to the house of the Lord for correction and for understanding.
Okati woso mayole mpwela vasi isula yeyo, yole mpwayoteni ni ruhi wa ni mupushero. Nto hiyo noro ampani mwapu ya wira ni tarushiwe, ni wira ni suwele.
And sometimes that we see the any little thing in the way, like this military man a while ago was speaking to us and saying that some certain thing that perhaps maybe in some other country has a certain missile or something on that idea. And we've got to find something to counteract that in a military strategy.
Nto imara sikina seyo hiyo nonahu etupi itu ya mukani mpironi. Sintoko mulopu anola na toropa okatu vinre. Alavula ni hiyo ahimaka ituka musakamosa seyo kino alakela elapwe kina yokala ne polovolo. Wala wale tui mosa mwamupu elo yoo. Nto hiyo ni hano panye tui mosa wira nivirika nyiheyeyo mwa mwenamuna yoo anekoto.
Well, the same thing goes into a church to parish where a man is preaching or if he's an evangelist in the field.
Vano, etui mosaru, eni iranea mukeresha, eparokia yeyo mutun lale yawe, wala, arnamala lea ihapari yore era muteteni.
When he sees uprisings and something that's just starting, though in its infancy or whatever it is, it's that man, if he's a servant of God, to blot that thing so far from the people's minds that they'll keep away from it. And we don't want that to happen. Or to get into places like that.
Okatu onona o virua ni tumose ni pachera pahi roaka o pachera waya wale na kaleru itupi itu timulopwa no o arimurume ya muluku okoti here tui otaisha wa mupu welo watu wira wa kalota iwe tui nto hiyo kanintu neo wira nea wira hiyo nikelema purosi nto kwa ao.
Now, during the time of Jeremiah here, his prophecy, it had been about 60 years since the death of Isaiah. Isaiah, and there had been about 60 years without a major prophet.
Vano, mwa wakati wa Yeremia va, o profeta awe, eyo saari yaka sopira miloko mitanu namo sanuma lokwa wa Yesaya, Yesaya, nto awe ya ahikala yaka sopira miloko mitanu namo sa ahirina profeta mulu pale.
There was Habakkuk and some of the small minor prophets, but Isaiah was the last major prophet.
Ahika la Bakuki na akina Mosamosa wa maprofeta kani. Masi Yesaya ari profeta mulu paloki seria.
And the people had during this time had no one to call them out. They had drifted, yet they were God's people, had drifted into this state now that we find them in as Jeremiah came to prophesy to them.
Nto atu ya ahika lana mwakati yola kiatonko kala na tamo sa wiro wihani. Ao ya hivevelea enamui ao yara atwa muluku. Ya hivevelea mpaka mukale lola vano yola. Ola hiyo napanya humo. Wakati Yeremia waruli awe walo pola ao.
And Jeremiah also was, he prophesied before the exile and also he went into exile with him.
Nto Yeremia toari, o ahilo pola hinatutami hiwa. Nto oto, ahiro malapo nini yao.
And then, of course, Daniel, come on, after Jeremiah, and Daniel said that he had understandings by the scripture of the 70 years that they were to be there.
Ntovo vekekai, Daniela ahirwa nuvira Yeremia. Nto Danieli kuira wira o ahikala nusuela, mwayole mpwa, wayaka miloko mitanunamili, sarina aya, wira wakalewe yu.
Of course, there was another prophet among them that wanted to make this yoke, as he put it up on his neck, that it would be a small thing, that within 2 years, well, God was going to bring them all back. But Jeremiah no different from that.
Vekekai, ahikala profeta mukine ria riaya. Yo watuno kusha muritu ula, okati owa akusha awe mushikoni mwawe. Wireyo ya aro kaletu ya mukani. Wira mwayaka pili, ahe, muluku amurua waho kolosho otene aya. Masi Yeremia, anisuwe la vovirikana niyo.
And we know what happened to the prophet who prophesied wrongly. He died that same year. So God wouldn't let him stand.
Nto hiyo no suela etu ya amu kumelela profeto ole ahimi etu yovo nyea. O amu kwea keneyeyo. Bano muluku kamu hiyo kala.
And now we also notice the conditions of the people in that day.
Nto vano, hiyo ninona to mukalelo wa atuni hikunle.
Now, I do not wish you to misunderstand me. I am not aiming what I aim to say here, some scriptures and little notes.
Vano mio, nkintu na wira nyo mukiwe vohiloka. Mio nki hiyo tuna, mwa etu mio ntuna ako himia va. Sole mpaka mosaka mosa, ni sole pasikani.
Used to be I didn't have to write my scriptures and things down, but after I passed 25 the second time, well, I don't remember like I used to. So, write down a scripture and kind of know from that where I'm going.
Yani ranea, wira mionka akala na o, olepa sole mpasaka ni itusi iso. Masiva maliako vira yaka miloko miilini tanwe mara ya nenli. Vano mio, mio nkinupu elantoko mio supu elakaka. Vano mio, kinini kwere tayole mpwe mosa, wira kisuelo kuma vavo, vatunro waka.
And then so much time praying for the sick and so forth and out and gone, I don't have time to really study like I should do.
Nto, okati munchene wawave kelela reta, nisikina, nukuma nuroa, mio nkinkala nokati woso mavanchene sintoko mio sira kaka.
Now, but this great prophet of this day was Jeremiah, and he was something on the order of Amos and many of the other prophets that rose up. He was stirred when he seen the conditions of the nation.
Vano, masi profeto la mulu pala ni hikunla, ari Yeremia, o ari tuimosa mwaikano sa Amosi, ni anche na maprofeta kina ya avenye. Oo, ahita nyia okatuo na liawe mikalelo seelapo.
Now there were places sometime when you're speaking about a nation, it might think that it's reflecting to a certain group. It's not that, it's the overall picture of the nation.
Vano ya ahikala mapuro, emare kina nyua mwalavula kama hawa elapwe mosa, eyo poti wona wira enoni hera mwa ni mosa, nikuri ni mosa, kahie eyo, eyo eyo nihero yotene elapwe eyo.
And we find today a very comparative condition today as it was in the days of Jeremiah, that the nation itself altogether has gone into more or less idolatry, kind of, I'd say, got away from God.
Nto hiyo ni nona wira olelo mosa, mukalelo mosa wolika na olelo ntoko waria mahikwa Yeremia. Wira elapo mansa ya voma lela, yokela mwa vakani vakani muhina wa muluku etiru. Ntoko mio kireke, ehiva lanya ni muluku.
And by doing that, it's been the weakness of the pulpit. Because if the pulpit would have stayed straight and with the word of God, God would be in every church like he is moving among us here.
Nto, mwahawo wira siso, ewe nkalo teetia we pulpitu, okala wira, vari wire pulpitu ya mukalo ratene. Nto, ni maswa muluku, muluku wa mukala kule keresha, ntoko oneta awe ria reahu va.
But they have led away from that, and that's the thing that I want to talk about this morning. And now we find that that's absolutely true in every age.
Masi, awa arota iwa ye. Ntoeo, titu yeyo mio, mio kintuna ako lavu lavasi isula. Ntovano, hiyo ni nona wira ewe keka ivoma lela, kulokati.
I believe it was Amos, as I referred to him a while ago, that he said he was not a prophet, he was the son of a prophet, but said that when the lion roars, who can be fear?
Mio kukupa liwira aare mosi, ntoko mio simuhimaliaka yo wakati vakani, wiro wa ahimye wira kari profeta na kalamwana profeta, masi ahira wira, wakati karamu nikue lawe, tipanu hinova.
And if anyone ever heard a real lion roar in the wilderness, these you hear in the cages around here are just meowing. But when one roars in the wilderness, everything takes heed.
Nto, akanlene mututo nkomui wa karamu aeke kaiwipa mutakwani, ala nyuo muniwi wanyu mukaela ni mutete ni muu, animu nlapahi. Masi mmosa iipaka mutakwani, kule etu ni kala yo uriana.
I've laid in the jungle of Hunnam, and he's the king of the beast. And when that lion roars, even the beetles stop hollering. Everything the...
Mio, kotoko rupa ati muhuru ni wira kashae. Ntoo, timwenea masheni, ni, okati karamu uo nipa awe, atama kusupu, anini hiyo runya, kule etu anini hiya.
The jackals and the hyenas are screaming, and the other animals, the squawking of the baboons and monkeys and the beetles, you can hardly hear yourself think, but in a distant let a lion roar and every beetle will stop hollering.
Amichi ni, na kusupa kuelaka, ni namasikina, mwene aiti kwe nakole, makusupu, nyuo munimo chela wisi wa mupuele, masi otai wene karama kuelaru, nto kula ni kusupu no malorunya.
See, everything's afraid of him, yet there's many things can kill him. But he's recognized as a king amongst the beasts.
Mone, itusotene sinimova yo, inamwisi kanlene itusinchene singwere umuiva, masu onsueli wantoko mwene eriari ya masheni.
He said, when the lion roars, who can but fear? He said, then God has spoken, who can but prophesy?
Oo, irale wira, okati karamu nikuelawe, tipanu hinova, o kwira, Vano muluku ulavula, tipanu hingwe reolopola.
That's, I think, the condition meets that challenge again today. God has spoken, see? And we see the handwriting on the wall. So it's very easy to prophesy and see that we're at the end time.
Ntoyeyoti, mio kinupuela mukale loo onlika na nimutara mulo yole tolelo. Muluku olavula, munona, ni hiyo ni nona yole mpo ya vashirini. Vano, tivoko ya sholopola niwona wira hiyo nrukwa tivoki seria.
And we're seeing God from every section of denominations, all the way from Catholicism through all the Protestant churches, Buddhas and what more from India and whatever more. He's calling his people together, assembling them together.
Ni hiyo nini mwona muluku, mwakula mpante wa miromo lelo, okume katolika, muhina mwaikeresha protestanti sotene, mabuda, neshenito, okumo hintia, ni itupi itwikina. Oh, ni wiha natuawe vamosa, ata kanihaka vamosa.
And I'm very happy for that, to see this day coming. Now, it's a great day, one of the greatest privileges.
Nto mioki, mioki ni teiliwa murima mwahawa yeyo, wona ni hiku nina niruaka. Vano hiyo, nati ni hiku nulu pale, mosa wa mirere lusulu palesha.
That if I had to, if I was... would have known before there was a world when we were souls, a part of God that we are, for we were with Him before the foundations of the world, because there's only one form of eternal life, and that's God, and we're a part of Him.
Wira, vari wira mio kahana, vari wira mio kaaniswelo hinatukalo lumwenku, okati hiyo waariahu minepa ipante mosea muluku, yeyo hiyo ni kanliahu, maana hiyo na arini hiyo hinatupatushio lumwenku. Okala wira, eri na munemosa paahi ye kumi hinimala, nto eyo timuluku, nto hiyo na epante ya hiyo.
We was not so much that we would know and could think and had a being, but we were in His thoughts of what we were before the foundation of the world.
Hiyo, kina akanle wira hiyo namu suwela ni namu were ya upuwela nukala. Masi hiyo, naari mupuwelo ni mwawe, mwaele hiyo naari ahu, ohinatupatushi olumu enku.
Because we are a part of Him, like my son is part of me and I'm part of my father and so forth. We are sons and daughters of God by His foreknowledge.
Okala wira, hiyo na epanta iyo, ntoko mwanaka o epanteaka, ni miyo ki epanteati tiaka, nisi iso. Hiyo nana ashilo pwana na ashitiana amuluku, mwasue lawawe kalai.
And back there, if I could have known as I know now and that could look over the whole span of time and He had said to me, what time do you want to live?
Nto otuliu, baru hira miyo kaaniwe rosue la ntoko sinsue la kavano. Ni kaa wendre weha evire loyotene okati. Nto oo amu kihimere miyo. Okati she ni nyuo ntuna anyu kala.
I said this time, right now, just the eve of the ending up of world history and the oncoming of the kingdom of God to be established in the earth. I think it's the most glorious time of all ages is right now.
Mio kamu himi awira okatiola nana anova, makari piala au wamalela ni wawahala au lumwenku, ni wakuvela ni wamwene wa muluku ni rokali hiwa vativa. Mio kinona wira puka tiwovu washa maokati wotene tinana anova.
We find out here that Israel is accused by the prophet when God had ordained him and sent him out. They were accused of two major sins.
Hiyo nino nava wira Israelu nloko hiwa ni profeta. Okati muluku amuruma liawe nuumve leliha. Au ya hiloko hiwa muhawa itoampi pili suhulu pale.
And we want to talk on those two things that they had done, and from that we want to prosper by.
Nto hiyo nintuno lavula muhawa ituse hiyo pili au ira liaya. Vano mwaiyeyo hiyo nintuna nikelo holo niye.
They had turned from God, the fountain of living water, and had hewed themselves out cisterns.
Vano, ao ya ahimu hiya muluku, ehime ya maasi makumi, kutipa mansa ya cisterna.
They had turned from the thing that God had given them and had hewed themselves something that they had did themselves.
Ao ya ahihi yetu muluku avahali awe, nto kutipa mansa ya etuye yu ao ya apakali haya mansa ya.
And these cisterns, you notice, they had broken and they were leaking. Now a broken cistern cannot hold water, it'll leak out.
Vano cisterna ia nyo munona owa hikalana iyo sa hikomwani samuvuva. Vano e cisterna yopwea keniwero kala na masi. Eyo no vuviha.
I was raised on a farm, and I know what an old cistern is and the difficult we have with it.
Mio kileliwo mata, ntokini suele cisterne sheni, ni mukata miho ninkala nahu niye.
And this leaking cistern is a very fine picture, I think, of this day, that when our everything that we have tried to do to get man together, get people together, get churches together, it has become always in the realm of intellectual trying.
Nto esister ne la yovu vati, ti ilatara toyopwa nilasha mio kinonaka, ya nihikunla, nen lokati awihu, ituso otene hiyo nerenria huira, watakansha lopwa na vamosa, watakansha atuva mosa, otakansha ikeresha vamosa, eyo nikala kulokati, mwamukale lowo were ya wankili.
We've tried to make all the Methodists become Baptists and vice versa and the different denominations, and that was not God's program to begin with.
Hiyo ni here ya wakali hameto tishto teno kala patista, no ni no, ni miromo lelo sohi ya nahiana, ntoeyo kaya arito kihero ya muluku pachira wene.
God only has one meeting place. He said over there in the book of Exodus that I have chosen the place to put my name, and that's the only place that I'll meet people.
Muluku rina nipuro ni mosapa ahi no kumana. Owo himie mwamulivu rini mwakuma, wira, miyo kootanla nipuro nohe lansina naka. Ntono, tinipuro ni mosapa ahi miyo nro ako kumana na atu.
And he chose a place to put his name, and where he put his name, that's where he met Israel.
Nto owo, ahitanla nipuro wira hele nsina nawe. Nto vavo ahenli awe nsina nawe, tivavo owo akuma nawe ni Israeli.
He's got a place that he meets His church today, and he chose that name. That name is Jesus Christ.
Owo, o kala na nipuro ni mosava avo owo nkuma nawe ni ikeresha awo lelo. Nto owo, o tanlalen sinanenlo, ninsinanlo ti Yesu Kristu.
And that's where he meets a true believer when he's in Jesus Christ. That's where God chose to put his name.
Nto vo, tivatu owo nkuma nawe ni mulipo wami ni ikekai, okatu owo nkala awe mwa Yesu Kristu. Tivatu muluku tanlalawe, wira helen sinanawe.
He said, God's name, he said, I came in my Father's name. So that's where God put his name is in Christ, and in Christ is where we can all meet under the shed blood and there have real true fellowship.
Nyuo munira, nsina na muluku. Oo himye uira, miyo kiruule mwa nsina na ati tiaka. Vano, tiva avo muluku henliawe nsina nawe, wari mwa Kristu. Nto mwa Kristu, tiva tu hiyo nwere ahu teno kumana, vative pome e mwarashiwe. Nto vavo, Wokala vopatana wekekai we sharia.
God made his program at the beginning in the Garden of Eden where the place he would meet man, and that wasn't upon intellectual understandings. If it had, Eve was exactly in line with his program.
Muluku ahipaka mutoki heruawe opacherani, omata wa edeni. Vavo nipuro o aroa o kumana ni mutu. Ntono, kana ariva suluve suwe lelo osoma, varisiso, hao arive kekai muhina wa mutoki heruawe.
But we know that her accepting Satan's intellectual conception, surely God will not. But God said he would.
Masihio no suwe lawira. Oo akupali kutoke lela wanki la satana. Veke kaimuluku kanira. Masimuluku ahime wira. Oo amwira.
And so then he chose the place of redemption, and it was by blood and not by intellectual conceptions.
Ntovano, siso wa aitanla nipuro na mvulushu. Ntoeyo, yari ni pome. Vano, kainu utoke lela wankili.
So we're only beating the air. But it's just human nature that that people will try to do that.
Vano hiyo, nimane peo paahi. Masuo veke kaitimukale lo amutu wira. Wira atwa ni mwere ya wira eyo.
If we had time, we could break it down in many pieces. But I don't want that button. So we'll just try to make it as simple as possible. Leaking cisterns.
Bari wira no kala no kati, hiyo na amu ero hima ipante ipante, masimiyo nkintu nepitao hiyo. Vano hiyo, ni nroa were reo kaliha yoko yasha, ntokwe nwere aneaya, isister na sovu uva.
And we find that it's absolutely happened again. It's a very picture of our age that we're living in, of all of our trying.
Nto hiyo, ni nona wira eyo, eyo yo kumelela tomara. Eyo yo niherwe mosaru yo kati ahu yola onkala ahu.
And no disregards to ever effort that any servant of God that even names the name of Jesus Christ, he ought to be honored for just even naming his name in reverence and respect.
Nto kai mahala wili pia otene wakula murume ya muluku, Vasharia oniromo lawe nsina na Yesu Kristu. O ahano kaloti timihiwa, mwahao oromo lansina nawe pahi, ninleme liho, nintiti miho.
And the great evangelistical systems that's crossed the earth and so forth in these last days, I think still we'll never be able to get people in one heart until we get them underneath the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only place that we'll ever be safely.
Nto mieti hero sulu pale sai hapari ore rasinivira mulaponi ni itusikina maiko alo kiseria. Mio kinona wira lelo hiyo kaninro kalowera wakali hatumurima mmosa mpaka hiyo na akele evative pomea Yesu Kristu. Vo, tinika nle nipuro ni mmosa pahi hiyo nroa hukalolipa.
Someone called me not long ago from up in the east and said, Brother Branham, I hear you've moved out to Arizona and you've farmed a place there where that where they safety.
Mutumosa ahikilikarela kahikalai, aipanto ni kumansua ntokuira, muna brana, mio kiniwa wira mo kuma murwaka wa Arizona, ni kuto kihani, nipuro ni mosa weiwo, vavo varilipelo.
And as you know how the message come and the Lord told me what would happen in Alaska and how down through California it would be, and it's just been that way.
Nto konyo sinsue lanyu, enamuna mutako ruyaya, na apu ya kukilele tu ya aruo kumelela wa Alaska ni mpaka California, mota aruo hao kala, nto heyo, enikala siiso.
They said, now if that's shaking and everything work is a safety zone. I said, there is one safety zone that I know of. That's in Christ, for those that are in Christ. It's the only one I know.
Hao kuira, vano vari wireyo no tikinyea ni ituso otene, ni proshe ni nrinoli panea, mio kuira, no kala ni puro ni mosa, noli panea mio ni nsue laka. No timwa Kristu, maana alari mwa Kristu, ano, tina nilo ni mosa pahimio ni nsue laka.
Now Jeremiah was called also the weeping prophet.
Vano, Yeremia aiha ni wato, profeta owi kupanyeria.
And because I believe that made this prophet weep, was because him being a prophet, and the word of the Lord comes to such, and seeing the people walk after their traditions, and thought they were all right, and no way at all to turn them.
Ntokala wira, mio kwa ukupali wira, eyo tiyamu kaliha profeta ola unlasea, unlasea kireke, ya arimu hawawi, owa rene profeta, ni maswapu ya nimuruela yoo, ni aona katu ete la ipatu saya, ni upuela wira ya arisana, ni kiavon nakale namuna yohi ya seyo.
For there's going straight to exile, because we know you reap what you sow, regardless of who you are, what you are. And we as a nation have reaped, or sowed rather, and we've got to reap.
Tiri, ao ya arua mpako malaponi, okala wira, hiyo no osue la wira, nyuo munihepa ele munala anyu, vohi tarihole nyuo murianyu, ele nyuo murianyu. Nto hiyo, sintokwe lapo no hepa, wala kireke, nihala, nto niha no hepa.
I'm speaking tomorrow, the Lord willing, at afternoon on birth pains, and I touch that in there. That we cannot get by with nothing, we've got to reap what we sow.
Mio kino lavu la melo apu ya yatuna makaripi, mwa owere ya woyara. Ni mio kino himeyo memo, wira hiyo kaningwe roro holo wohitu. Hiyo ni hana ohepele na alahu.
And if God would let us get by with our perversion of Christianity today and perverting the people into these things that so-called Christianity, as Brother Moore once said, he'd be morally obligated to raise up Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize for burning them up.
Va kanle wira muluku amu ni hiyoroa nuhononea wahu okirishtu lelo. Ni na honona katu maitu ya siniha ni okirishtu. Ntoko muna muru otonkwa ohimia. Owo ve sharia amu kalo kanyereri wa wahi himusha asoto manikomora. Ni wave kela nleve lelo mwahawo wapa hasa.
That's right. Because God's still just, and where injustice is God, it's becoming to His holiness and His word that He makes people reap for what they sow. And we'll have to do that.
Ewe kweli, okala wira muluku nlelo na sharia, ntovavo oisharia onikala haya, eyo, enikala mwausanto awe, ni maswawe, wirowo, ona hepi hatu, ele awa na alaya, ni hiyo, ni hana wira eyo.
Now, notice they had left him the fountain of living waters, and it hewed themselves cisterns.
Vano nwehe, au ya ahimu hiyo, epatuelo ya maasi makumi, nto kutipa isister na mansaya.
Now there may be somebody here who wouldn't understand what a cistern is. A cistern is a man-made tank that tries to take the place of a well. It's something that somebody dug.
Vano potu kanlene mutu insuele cisterne sheni. E cisterne tanki nipaki wa ni mutu. Yewe nere okala nipuro na ehime. Ewe tuimosa mutu timpeawe.
And how many knows what a cistern is? Fine. All right. A lot of country people here this morning.
Vano, atuaka vansuelele kanle cisterna. Varera, vateporera. Atuanchena mukulutu ni vavasi isula.
So then, I remember the old cistern at the place, how it looked. I was always afraid to drink from the thing.
Vano, ao, mio kinu puele cisterna ya kala iwani, mota ya kala aya. Ni mio, kulao kati ka kalo ovo uria vetuyeyo.
It was a man-made tank. And it never can be relied on. You cannot rely on a cistern.
Eyo yari etanki opa kiwa ni mutu. Nto nakala kenikala yoro romelea. Kivangwerea ni ororomele cisterna.
Now anything that man does is usually not very good.
Vano kule etu mutu nipaka awe kenikala imara sote ne yorera.
But just like the Lord set time into its cycle and the earth turning. Every year, every time it crosses, every day, every hour, and the sun setting, and it never fails.
Masi sintoko pahia apu ya henlia yokati mu erukunuelo aya, nurukunua welapo, kule yaka, kule okati, eyo norukunua, kula nihiku, kule ora, ninsua nitupuelaka, ntoeyo kenatokovonya.
But the very best watches we can get a fail in many minutes in a month's time, no doubt.
Masi irorocho hiyo sore rasha hiyo niwere ahu kalana. Sino avonya minutu sinchene mwaukati wa mweri mmosa. Thekekai.
But you see, everything God does is perfect and what man does is imperfect. So why accept what man does when you can have perfect? Amen.
Masi nyuo mwone, ituso otene muluku nipaka awe tisoloka. Nto ele mutu nipaka awe tiohiloka. Vano mwahawasheni okupa lile mutu nipaka awe. Bawerani akokala na yoloka.
I've always said that about us Pentecostal people. See, we know, and we're not out of the order, of course, of God. We don't believe.
Mio okati watene kinihima eyo mahawa hiyo atwa Pentecosti. Mone hiyo no suela ni hiyo kaniri hiyo kanihinya nikano veke kai na muluku hiyo kaninkupali.
But we also know that among us, we have people who try to impersonate the other fellow. That's just human. They'll try to do that.
Masi hiyo, no suela towira eria reahu, hiyo no kala na atwa nere rumuta kia mwapara mukina. Eyo vekeka iti ya mutu. Awa no hove la wira eyo.
They did it in the Bible. One, I'm a Paul, I'm a Silas, and so forth. But they try to impersonate what someone else did or is doing.
Ao ya ahire yo mbibiliani, mosa mio ka Paulu, mio ki asila, nisiso. Masi ao, awa nere rota kietumu tumu kina iraliawe, wala onirawe.
But why would you accept a false impersonation when the skies are full of the genuine thing? When the promise isn't to you and to your children? Why would we accept something that was different?
Masi, mwahawasheni nyuo mwaruwa nyukupali mutakihero wota, osulusi sarenyene itusoloka, okati natiru raya awinyu ni aninyu. Mwahawasheni na aruwa hukupali etwiri yovirikana.
Why would we take up a creed or a dogma when the Bible is the unadulterated word of God?
Mwahawasheni na aruwa hukusheyami nelo, walan lakano, Biblia rene masu amuluku oin hononea.
Why would we try to add to or take from when the Lord Jesus said in Revelation 22:18, whosoever shall take one word out of it or add one word to it, his part will be taken from the book of life.
Mahawasheni na aruwa huwere ya winchereramo, walokumihamo, puya Yesu himene mawisu upulu la 22:18, akalamutun rovu kula nulu monimosamu, wala wincherera nulu monimosamu, mpante ao no kumihiwa momulivuru ni mwekumi.
When God first set the human race on earth, he told them they live by his word.
Okati muluku henliawe opachera ni loko na atumu mulaponi, owa ahime enre wira awa kaleke ni maswawe.
Now, the word of God is like a chain. You're passing across hell with it. And it's chains only its best at its weakest link. And God wants us to keep every word of it.
Vano masamuluku arintoko nikuchili. Nyo mulapua mokwani ninenlo. Nto nikuchili naya nikala vore ravaya van lute nivaya note teasha. Nto muluku ontuna wira hiyo nisukweke kula nulu monaya.
Now that's the first of the Bible. Just to break one word plunges the human race into a darkness of death.
Vano eyo yari opachera Biblia. Ovirikanya nulu monimosapahi no opuni hanloko na atumo epipini ya mokwani.
Jesus came in the middle of the Bible and he said that man shall not live by bread alone but by every word.
Yesu oruyeri ya Biblia ntoo himewira mutukankala mukumi ni oya pai masi ni masu tene.
Not just part of the words or 99 out of 100 but every word just like even Adam was.
Kaipante mosa pahi ya masu wala miloko mitanu na sheshe mwaimie mosa masi masu tene pahi ntoko hawa na Adamu ya reaya.
And in the last of the Bible, Revelations 22:18, he said that whosoever shall take a word out of this or add one word to it.
Nto wo kisera ni wa Biblia, wisu upulu la 22:18, owo himme wira, akala mutunro vuku la nulu monimosamo, wala uincherera nulu monimosamo emmo.
So why do we need to inject in here somebody's ideas of things when this is God's own idea about it? We want to take what he said, and it's also written, let every man's word be a lie, and mine be the truth.
Vano mwahawasheni hiyo nintuna hukeli hamo mumu miupuelo sa mutumu kina saitu. O ariene muupuelo wa muluku mwanene mwahawayeyo. Hiyo nintuna kushele o himyawe. Naveto, eyo yole mpwa, molu motena mutu akale owota, masawaka akale kekai.
That's what Samaria, this prophet in the days of Jeremiah, he was a prophet, he had the word of the Lord. And this fellow was trying to inject something to it. Now, it cannot be relied upon.
O tiwari mwahani profeta ola, mahikwa Yeremia, o ari profeta, o aikala na masu apuya. Nto, mwaparola atuno kilihetumemo. Vano, eyo kenikala yoro romelea.
And I'm likening these tanks now to these systems that we have tried to take and to take the place of the original Word of God.
Nto mio kinlata ni haitanki ya vano ni mieti heroia hiyo nere ya hukusha. Nukali hanipuro na masomu luku ekekai.
For nothing can take its place. It is God.
Mana, kiavu ya tuniwero kala nipuro na iyao. Ao muluku.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Waopachera ni nari nsu, ntonsu nari ni muluku, ninsu nari muluku, vanonsu ni hipa kerutu kukala ni hiyo.
And Hebrews 13:8 said, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. How can we rub away from that?
Ni aheperi terezi oi tu ahimia wira. Owo mosarun sano lelo ni mahiku utene. Hiyo niwere asayi ukutamo ye yomo.
It's got to be the truth. He remains the same. He's the same in every principle.
Ewe hano kale kekai. Owo nikala mosaru. Owo mosaru mwakule ekano.
That's the reason you enjoy you Baptists and Methodists and Catholics and Presbyterians and so forth. Enjoy that presence. Somewhere in you, you've accepted God.
Tivonyu wanosi velaya ni yao. Nyuo apatista, na metodista, na katolika, na presbyteriano, na akina. Onosi velaya ni mukale loo. Nipuro nlo mwanyuo. Nyuo muromu kupali muluku.
Maybe sometime in an intellectual way, maybe you have felt the power of God and you are a servant of God. But when you can really come into God and recognize your place in him as a son or a daughter of God, that's what brings that great thrill to you that God intended you to have.
Kinwe mare kina mwainamuna ya ankili, kinonyo muhono were wa muluku, ntonyo mamurume ya muluku, masukati nyo mungwere anyu vekeke uro wa muluku, kusuwela nipuro nanyu mwaiyo, ntoko mwana mulopwa na wala mutia na muluku, eyo teni ruho tapa iwe ulu pale mwanyuo, yeyo muluku tuniawe wira nyo mukalane.
Now, we notice in St. Mark the 16th chapter, Jesus did not say, go ye into all the world and teach. He said, go preach the gospel.
Vano hiyo nini weha mwamarku uware kapitulu zasesh, Yesu kahimia wira, muruemu laponi mwotene ni muishu tihe, owa himia wira, muruemu alalei hapari yorera.
Preach the gospel is demonstrating the power of the Holy Spirit. Go ye into all the world and demonstrate the power of the Holy Ghost.
Olalei hapari yorera, tila, woni herowera wairoho yowaria, muruemu laponi mwotene, woni herowera wairoho yowaria.
Talking to a brother, one of the sponsors on the meeting in India, in Bombay there, down in South Africa in different places, where the missionaries had taught it as a word or as an intellectual conception.
kilavulaka ni munna mosa mosa wa kapeleli mu mutukumano wako hintia opompaiu ohito wa Afrika Tsul ni mapuro ovirikana wei walale yishuti haliaya yao ntoko nulumo wala ntoko etokelelo ya ankili.
But one day in the meeting when the Holy Spirit came down himself and saved 30,000 blanket natives at one altar call right on the same ground where they were standing.
Masi ni iku ni mosava mutuku manoni okati roho yoware ya kurungwa yenene kiwa opola na mikumi aila poyeyo ikonto miloko miraru mwahawo wiha no mosawa altari nini puro nenlo bavo au emen liaya.
Women standing there who had been as naked as they almost were when they come into the world. And the very minute that they raised their hands to receive Christ and the Holy Spirit fell upon the place and healed 25,000 people at one time. Off of wheelchairs, cots, and stretchers.
Atiana, yemenle nevavo, yao yari piti piti volika na ntokosa areaya okati hawa ruiaya mulaponi. Nto minuto ene yo au kuvensha matata ya uire mwakele Kristu. Nto roho yo waria, kikuruwela ni puro nenlo kwavo ni hatu ikonto miloko miilini taru, emare mosa. Wahi yale amukatera ni yairota, nmolili, ni mashira.
The mayor of the city had me next day look at these bandloads going down the street.
Mukulu pala mutete ni kukitonyera melo ni mwaya. Nkawehani ikaro ye sosare ya sinro hito mpironi.
Them women standing there, naked, not knowing they were naked. But as soon as the Holy Spirit struck them, they folded their arms to walk away from the presence of their man.
Ashiti anale, ye emenle nevale puiti puiti, aisuwe la kawira ya ari puiti puiti, masina anano rukati roho yowara ya manaliaya, au ya ahikurani hamiono saya, wira kumoholo wa ashilo pwanaya.
And I'm wondering that how that we in America call ourselves a Christian nation, and in the presence of God, and each year we our women take off more, and you ought to be putting on more.
Ntomio kinishanka wira motasheni wira hiyo wa Amerika nisi ihane lapo yo Kristu. Ntoholo wa muluku, ntokule yaka hiyo ashiti anahu, animu irulato, ntonyuo mwahano kala owa rashato.
And more of Christ you put on, the more conscious you will be of your own conditions.
Vano, okati muniwa rashanyu ya Kristu, nyuo muno kala osu elasha makalelo anyu mansinyu.
Sometimes I see the way people act on the street, I wonder if it's just exactly mentally right.
Emare kina mio kinone na muna atwa nira ya mpironi, mio kini shanka varuira vekeka ituyolo kavoto kelela.
Seems like they don't realize it when they do that. What they are doing, they're making themselves a bait for the devil and to send souls to hell. That's right, but the world is in a corruption like it was in the days of Jeremiah.
Enikala ntoko au kansuela wira au iraka eyo, au niraya. Awo anika lihecha mpu ya shetwani ni oroi haminepo moroni. Ewe kekai, masi olimu enku oriwa opa huwa sintoko wa area mahikwa Yeremia.
Now, back to the sister. Now this sister cannot be relied upon because it cannot fill itself.
Vano, nitikelaka musister nani. Vano, esister na kenika layoro romelea okala wira eyo keniwere wisari hamansaya.
And it has to depend upon the local rains to fill it. The local rains of the local revivals, to have a little revival here and a little revival over there, or so forth, to get it filled up.
Nto, ehano roromela ipula sinrupa vavo uire sare, ipula sinrupa vavo wala muhaka lali hoa vavo, okala na muhaka lali homamu kani va, ni muhaka lali homamu kani iwe, wala sikina, uire kale osare.
So it cannot be relied on. It can't fill itself, it's insufficiency to itself, it cannot do it, and it's got to depend on the rains to fill it.
Vano, eyo kenka layoro romelea, eyo keniwere wisari hamansaya, eyo tiohi piere hamansaya, eyo keniwere wira siso, eyo ehano romela ipula wire sarihe.
Then, let's notice where it gets its rain, where it gets its water, the cistern.
Vano, nroeni wehe vatu eyo nipanya aye pula aya, vatu e nipanya aya maasa aya, esisterna.
It comes off the top of the barns, shed. Where all the dirt that the dust blows up there washes right into the rain and right down into the cistern. A man-made tank.
Awa nikuma vasuluva matata. Ipuaro, memo ikokola sootene ntupi ni mvekulela ya vavo. Nno ni nrapi heli wa vepulani, nto sinakuruwe lampaka musister nani. Etanki opa kiwa ni mutu.
It becomes almost like a cesspool.
Ewe nkala yoli kana ntokwe fosa.
And it washes off the top of the barn. where all the animals of the smell in the barnyards and so forth and settle down and the air blows in the dust and stuff on the barn, and the local rain comes along and washes the rain right off.
Nto eyo no rapi havasuluva ntata vavo inamaso tene so unka mwehilini nisikina nisintuku manaya nto epeo envekulela ntupi ni ituva ntatani nto ipula sinrupa vavo sinimoro nurapiha epula vohi lokela.
And then the water is carried by a man-made trough through a man-made spout to a man-made tank. And then when it gets there, it's filthy, so filthy that you have to put a strainer rag on it or you couldn't drink it.
Ntovo, maasa nkushi wa nimukula kuopa ikiwa nimutu, nimpompe opa ikiwa nimutu, mpaka mutanki ni opa ikiwa nimutu. Ntovo, okata awankela ayame, awankala nikurumela. Anikurumela vanchene entune yaya nyuo hele kikito ya ntapwata vavo, ahiso nyuo kamungwe reure.
Now, see, it's washing from the roof by a man-made trough, man-made spout, into a man-made tank.
Vano, moone, ao tora pihaniwe pato, ni mukula kuopa ikiwa ni mutu, mpompe opa ikiwa ni mutu, mpaka mutanki ni opa ikiwa ni mutu.
And then it was a man-made strainer over the top of it to see that some of the bugs and things is kept back.
Ntovo, ni ikiki toyopa ikiwa ni mutu vasuluvaya, wira yone, sintuashiko kwa kina ni itu, sinni halo tuli.
Now we notice in these a few days after the water sets there in this man-made denominator or tank. Excuse me. All right.
Vano hiyo nini weha mwaseia. Maiku vakani vanimala haya maasuke lammo. Mamuromo lelo ola opa ikiwa ni wala etanki mukilevelele. Mukilevelele. Vate forer.
After it's been washed off of all kinds of theologies and things washed into it, now we come to find out when it sits there a few days, it becomes stagnant.
Numaleo, vanimala ayo rapihiwa, ni inamuna sotene sa teologia, ni itu sinrapiheliwa memo, vano hiyo ni rao na wira, okata wankela ayame mahiku vakani, ankala otakata.
And anyone knows, in the history of the church, when God sends something forth, a message, and it becomes fresh from God.
Nto kula mutu nisuela, mawahala ikeresha, okati muluku mvele ilihawe tu, mutaka, owo nkala musiao kumaka wa muluku.
Then, after the life of that founder, whatever it might be, you call him reformer, or whatever you want to say about it, after his death, then they get a system worked up, and they make an organization.
Nto vaniviraya ekumi ya mulipo pachenre, wala potu kale tupi itunyu wa munimuihana na mare hereria, wala kule itunyu wa muntuna anyuhimia muhawa yeyo. Vanimala ao kwa, nto ao ankushe etihelo ya atukiwe, nuupaka mutenkeso.
And as soon as they make an organization out of that, it dies right there. It never rises again. It's did it through every time, back, come on back.
Nto awa malakaru paka mutenkeso mwayeyo, oo no kwa vavo vene, oo konkala kalovenyakato, oo hira siso wakulo okati, otuli, muwe hawe otuli.
In giving regards to this Catholic priest sitting here, when God organized the church or not organized it, God never did organize the church. He's not in that kind of a business. He's in birth, not organization.
Mwa omva hantiti miho na muku tomukato ulikola, okilantiva, okati muluku tikihalia wekeresha, wala kahuto kiha, muluku katonko toki hekeresha. Oo kakale muhina wana koso ntokwao. Oo rimo oyari wani. Kahi mutenkeso.
So when God started the church off of the day of Pentecost, and then finally down at Nicaea, Rome, they organized it. And there's where it lost its power.
Vano, okati muluku pachendrawe keresha ni hiku na Pentecostite, ntovo voki seronisea o Roma, awa roto kihasa. Ntovavo, tivatwepwe teshalae oere awaya.
Then we come on down to the Lutheran Reformation, and it was a great thing. The word of God was given, just shall live by faith.
Vano hiyo, nirwani kuruela kampako reheria wa Lutheru. Ntoeyo yaari tuyulu pale. Maswamu luku, ya hiva hereriwa, na sharia, ono kala muhawa waamini.
And when they did, instead of picking up all of them together and marching on, they made a Lutheran church, separating themselves from this group. And then it died.
Nto, okata au iraleaya, ohio venyasa otene vamosa, otene ava mosa nuro holo, ao ya apanke keresha Luterana, yivalanyi haka mansa ya nikuruna, ntovavo ewe rimokwa.
Then God raised up John Wesley, with the sanctification, the message of the second work of grace, and it was a wonderful thing. But after Wesley and Asbury, they organized it, it died.
Vano, muluku kumvensha John Wesley, nure rihiwa, mutaka wa muteko wa nenli wa mahala, nto eo ya ari tuyore resha, masi, vaviraliawe Wesley ni Asbury, au kutoki ha, eo kukwa.
Then up come the Pentecostals with the restoration of the gifts. They were doing fine. What happened? Organized it, it died. Just exactly.
Vano, oholo kura Pentecosti, ni ululi wa wasova ha. Ao ya aneto ratene, esheni kumelenle, aroto kiha, ntoeyo kukwa, siiso pahi.
Now, in the midst of all this, God's still calling a remnant out of every one of those generations. And it's our time, a coming out, a gathering together.
Vano, eria ria sotene ia, muluku nlelo ni uiha na ala hanle, mwakula ni mosa wa maloko ala. O ni muiha na vekekai. Ntola, okateahu wokuma, wotu kumana wa mosa.
That's what I think the full gospel businessman has played a great part in breaking down these walls and saying that there's no difference in us. Let us come together and worship God under one principle, not under an organization.
Ntoeyo tiyomio kinona kawira alipa nakoso ayihapari yore rayomalela anni vare pante yulu palaposhakasa kaishiria ni iraka wira kiwewe rikane mwa hiyo. Nruweni kaleva mosani mukokorele muluku muhina wa ikanwe mosa. Kai muhina wa mutenkeso.
If it was an organization, I'd get off this platform right now. I have nothing to do with it.
Ya kanle mutenkeso, mio kamu kuma va plataforma va nanano. Mio nkirina nata ni hiyo.
What it is, it's got to be a fellowship and not a fellowship of some creed, but a fellowship in Christ by the power of his resurrection. That's the thing that brings life. It brings birth.
Eshe niyo. Ewe hano kalo patana nto kahu patana weyami nelwe mosa masupatana mwa Kristu nuwere wohi himua wawe. Eyo tiitwi nruho hekumi. Ewe nruho ya riwa.
And before birth can come, we realize there have to be death before birth.
Nto ohinatu uro ya riwa. Hiyo na usuwe la wira, ohano kalo okwa, ohinatu kalo yariwa.
And a birth is a mess. I don't care what kind of a birth it is. If it's in a pig pen or wherever it is, it's a mess. And so is a new birth. It makes you do things that ordinarily you wouldn't think you would do.
Nto, oyariwa tiwota kata. Mio keniki chala sinto, enamunashe ni yoyariwa. Mwari munikoma ni mwaikulue, wala ni puro pinipuro, tiwota kata. Nto, tisi isoreaya, oyariwa vasya. Eyo, eno pakiha ni itu. Nyo mwahupu welanyu, wira mwamu ira voli malele ya.
But when you're ready to die to yourself, then you're born again, a new creature in Christ Jesus. Then things open up and life becomes a new sight to you because you've accepted the person of Jesus Christ and not some theory or some creed.
Masinyuo, mwakalaru ulika na wira mkwe mansinyu. Vano nyuo, muno yari wavasya, mutumu siyama Kristu Yesu. Nto itu, sino tukua ni makale lwa nikala wona musia wanyuo. Okala wira, nyuo mwokupali omutu wa Yesu Kristu. Ntokahimu upuelo wala ea minelo.
Even to the written word, it's got to be quickened by the Holy Spirit. No matter how much theology you've got, it's laying there dead.
Wala, ata mamasu ole mpwa, awa hano vahiwe kumi ni roho yoware. Ata, mukalanaka theology yowata, onkala vavo kwene.
Now I can have a handful of wheat until it gets into the process. The word can be quickened, the wheat will never live.
Mio, kamu ero kala na nikupi ni mosane etiriku, mpake heyo kela mwainamune mosa, vabwe ngwere ayo kali hiwe kumi. Etiriku hiyo, kenkala ne kumi.
And you can have a doctor's degree, PHLL, whatever you wish to, but until the Holy Spirit comes upon that and quickens it to you, has a personal experience with God, then the wheat does no good. Your learning is in vain.
Ntonyuo, potu kala ni nivele ye totori, pea ga eli eli, kule etwin tunanyu. Masimpake roho yowaru rova suluva ya kukali hayeyo kumi wanyuo. Nto, musuwe lelo mansinyu ni muluku. Nto etiriku hiyo, kenkala na mure relo. Osoma wanyu, tiwe etiru.
As this Englishman said the other night here, I was so astonished that all the learning he had is Paul. He had to forget all he knew in order to find Christ. Do things that he thought he wouldn't do.
Sintoko mulopo na mwinkele suula ahimyo hii uleva. Mio, kari otikinihu avanchene muhawa ye. So uishu tasote no arina awe ntoko Paulu. Owa hano liala, sote na asue lawe, wira mpanye Kristu. Wira itu owa upue lawe, wira karoa wira.
But that's what God does. He humiliates us in our educational system. Not as I'm trying to support ignorance, but I'm trying to tell you the difference.
Masi eyo tina muna muluku ni rawe. Owa no niye viha mwaina muna yoso mawahu. Kahi wira mio kintuno kalihero hisoma. Masi mio, kintuna olela ni ovirika na waya.
Education can never bring life. It takes the Spirit of God to bring life. And that life must not come out of just the intellectual revival.
Osoma kongwera nakalo ruhe kumi. Entune roho ya muluku wire ruhe kumi. Ntekumi iyo ehirweke wa muhakaleliho wa masome lopahi.
It's got to come out of the Bible word revival. And that word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when it falls today and quickens, you get the same results you did in Acts 2. Exactly.
Eyo ehano kuma mbibiliani muhakaleliho wa masu. Ni maswao mamosarun sano lelo ni maiku uteni. Ntoao ya amorako lelo nuvahe kumi. Nyuo muno kala na sopo nya imosaru mwari nanyu. Mwamiteko dosh vekekai.
It always has and it always will be because it's the Spirit of God, the conditions, the atmosphere. It takes atmosphere to do things.
Eyo kulo okati hana ni eno kala kulo okati. Okala wira ewe roho ya muluku enrehere ya mukalelo. Entune ya mukalelo opa kaitu.
That's the reason you men are always talk. Bring your children here. Well, certainly that's right.
Tivonyu walopwa na munkala anyu kwe kwa uishu tihiwa. Maru haninyu va. Ahe. Vekeka eyo tiorera.
I was glad to see my daughter Rebecca come in and sit down just a few minutes ago. Somebody see me wink at a woman. It was my daughter. So she come in and sat down.
Mioka haita pomona mwanaka rapeko volu wakuki laati minutu vakani pahi sivindre. Akina nyuwako ona mio mwa pilela mutiana mmosa. Owa hari mwanaka mwa mutiana. Nto aro volu wakuki laati.
I want her to receive the baptism of the Spirit. That's why she's here in the meeting. That's what the purpose of it. It takes atmosphere.
Mio kintuno akelo pati isu airoho. Ntotivo ori awe vava wa mutuku manoni. Eyo teri tune luaya. Entune ya mukalelo.
So Dr. Bosworth, you'd say you can take a hen egg and put it under a pup. It'll hatch a chicken. Why? Because it's an egg and got the right atmosphere.
Ntoko mutoku ene totori Bosworth ahimi akawe wira. Nyuo potu kusha noche na mwayaku, kimpwe here mwalapwa. Nno, nino mutotola mwayaku, mwahawa sheni. Okala wira, nno noche, nino okala na mukale loaya.
I don't care if you're a Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, in the right atmosphere to hatch out of, newborn child of God.
Mio keniki chala mwari metotista, patista, presbyteriano, mwamukale looloka, oo no totola mwana muluku, oyari wavasya.
Atmosphere. That does it. No matter what denominational tag you have.
Oh, mukalelo nire tuyo. Atau hira murinama arakashe na muromo lelo.
Used to herd cattle. I noticed the ranger, when we take them up into the forest, out of the feeding lands, down to ranches, and put them on the forest, he would stand there and watch as he went through the gate of the drift fence.
Kaani sukihaka imompe. Mio kaani muona musunka itakwa okati hiyo na akusha aho mpaka mutakwani. Otawa mapuro oliha ohito mushavuni. Nuupweha mihuruni. Oh, amu venyavo, nuweho kati saaviraya, vamukora, munikoma ni narami.
He never paid so much attention to brands because there's all kinds of brands went through there. But there's one thing he did notice, the blood tag.
Oh, kaatonko shikavanchene shamaraka, okala wira, ya hikala inamuna sotene samaraka saavolo wame. Masiyo okale tuimusa, oh, awe hawe, mutinto wepome.
It had to be a thoroughbred Hereford or it could not go on that forest because it's the Hereford Association that grazes that forest. It must have a blood tag to keep the breeding right.
Eyo ya hano kala aepome olika na Herefordi. Ahiso, eyo kiake la mutakwa nime. Okala wira tinloko na Herefordi onjihe takwele. Eyo ya hano kala na mutinto wepome. Wira osukiwe mushovo rateene.
And I think that's the way it will be at the day of the judgment.
Ntomio, kinona wira eyo ena munenroa ayo kala nihiku nola muliwa.
He's not going to ask me if I was Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, or Presbyterian, but he's going to look for the blood tag. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That's the thing.
Oh, kanro kiko hasinto kaarime totista patista mu Pentecoste wala presbyteriano. Masi oh, onro e hamutinto e pome. Mio ko onaru pome, kino vira vasuluvanyo. Eyo te kanle tu.
So we find that these cisterns, after they sit around a while, they become stagnant. And they were no good.
Vano, hiyo nino na wira sister na iya. Au vamanlia yo kila atu kati vakani. Iyo kala. Iyo sahika la sota kata. Nto, kisi hiyo sorera.
And it becomes then also becomes the home of frogs and lizards and snakes and bugs and germs and what more. Because it's the stagnated condition that's pushed into it.
Nto, sinikala na veto itoko sana pulu. Ni ana aoko, ni inoa, na ashikoko, ni miropo, ni ikinato. Okala wira, owa mukalelo wota katopuruleliwe memo.
Could you imagine washing off of a barn roof or off of the house, close to the barn, or anywhere the dirt would be. How kind of a bugs and germs and everything it washes into this cistern.
Nyuo munni wero tokelela masi avasuluva ntata, wala vampava kiviru ni ntata, wala kula ni puro varo ayo kala ni kurumela, mutintosheni wa ashikoko ni miropo, ni ituso otene sinrapi heluwa musister nani mu.
Now, it's a perfect example of any kind of a man-made system. He's a failure to begin with. That's the reason he needs a savior.
Vano, eyo toonyero yolika na yakula mutinto wa yeti helo yopa kiwa ni mutu. Owo toovo nyopache rawene. Tivowo ni mutu nawe mopoli.
He could not save himself. He cannot do nothing for it. He's lost to begin with.
Owo kawere wiso opola mansawe. Owo kangwere wira ate tumuhawa yeyo. Owo toopwe teopache rawene.
He's born in the world sinful. He comes to the world speaking lies. He's a liar to start with. So how in the world can he do anything for himself?
Owo niyari wa mwolumu nkuni na tampi. Owo nruamu laponi alavulaka ituso oota. Owo na oote upache raweni. Vano, mootashaye ni mwolumu nkuni ongwere hao pake etu mansawe.
How can a holy man, there's no holy man. There's no holy church. It's a holy ghost. Not a holy church, a holy people. It's a holy ghost among a people. That's what it is.
Mootashaye ni mutu ore ramurima. Kavo mutu ore ramurima. Kekanle keresha yowaria. Eye roho yowaria. Kahi keresha yowaria. Atu waria. Eye roho yowaria ria ria atu. Tiyeyo. Amen.
Not a holy mountain where Peter and them stood. The mountain wasn't holy. But it's a holy God on the mountain that made it holy.
Kahi mwako yowaria. Vavo Petru na akina yemela nsiaya. Mwako kawari owari, masi oti muluku owari ava mwako, akaling ho owari.
Not a holy person, it's a holy ghost using that person. What makes it holy, not the person, but the person of the Holy Ghost.
Kahimu tu owari, eyo roho yowari nrume iliwa mamutu, yeyo nkali heyo yowari. Kahimu tu, masi omutu wa roho yowari.
It isn't the man because he's just a man born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies.
Eyo kahimu tu. Okala wira o mutupahi, o yarwa mutampini, opakiwe mwasota kala, oruule mulapona lavulaka soota.
Any man-made system will keep him right in that. He'll blind the thing from the intellectual eyes that they think, I belong to church. My name is on the book. I have did this. My father was this, and so forth.
Kula yeti helo yopa kiwa ni mutu, eno mukali hamwe motu. O ni mwaripi hela wito etuyo ale ankili, maito ankili, ya wawa nupu elaya. Mio kinira mpanta waikeresha, nsina naka nrimu livuruni. Mio kihirela, ati taka ya arila nisikina.
That sounds all right, which it is nothing to say against it, but still, friend, Jesus said, except the man be born again. He cannot even see. See there doesn't mean that he sees with his eyes, but understand the kingdom of heaven until you're born into...
Eyo, eniwe yoratene, yeyo ekanle, nkirina atetu yohimia yovirikanyi haeyo. Masinlelo mpatani, Yesu himia uira, woi kalawira mutu niyari wavasya, o kangwere hata ona. Wona vo, keni himia wira o onona ni maito hawe. Masi, osuwe la sano mwene wa wirimu. Mpaka nyuo yari wa mwemmo.
How would this Baptist evangelist, how would that man who stood there and criticized and made fun of it? See, there's nothing in him that could even receive it, but God had to do it. See, God gave him the Holy Spirit.
Motasheni na malali apatish tola aro awe. Motasheni mulopwa nole emeli yawe vale nulamula nunyemula yeyo. Mone, kekanla ate tumwayo yeyo ya aro warya wake leyo. Masi muluku ahana wira, mone, muluku amvanhe roho yo warya.
He manifested that this is not hypocrisy, this is a word. He only hears it from a school idea. And they try to take all the blessings of God and place it on a day gone by.
Oh, aho nihera wira kiwaru na mirima miili, ala masu. Oo pahi, oniweyo mamupuwele oshikola. Nto ao, anero kushasotene, iparaka samuluku, nukali hasani hiku nivindre.
A young Baptist preacher here not long ago, sitting present right here this morning, and he came to me and he said, Brother Branham, there's one thing that you're doing is wrong. I said, help me.
Mulale imosa mira vopatista, vaka hikalai, okilanti vava vasi isula. Nto aro kiruela vanokwira, muna Branham, yokale etu mosanyo munira anyu eriovonya, mio kwira mukikali heri.
And he said, you are, I think you're sincere and a good person. But I said, thank you, sir.
Ntoo kuira, nyuo mwa, mio kinona wira nyuo mwa na sharia, ni mutu ore ramurima masi, mio kuira, kwa shukuru mulopwena.
He said, but there's one thing you're doing wrong. I said, I hope the Lord just finds one thing wrong.
okwira masiyo kale tumosa nyo munira nyovonya miokwira miokinwehera wira apu ya panyetu imosa pahi yovonya.
And he said, well, this is what you're doing, it's wrong. Said, you're trying to introduce to the world an apostolic ministry. And said, the apostolic ministry ceased with the apostles.
Nto kwira, ahe, yokala, elati itu nyo munira anyo kanle yovonya. Kwira, nyo munere ruruha mulaponi muteko warumwa. Ni kwira, muteko warumwa, omanlena arumwa.
I said, as a Baptist to a Baptist, I'd like to ask you a question. So what?
Mio kwira, Ntoko mupatista ni mupatista, mio katuna okuhani tuimosa, kuira esheni.
I said, do you believe the word of God inspired every bit of it? He said, well, certainly.
Mio kuira, nyo munami ni wira masamuluku to upushua kula ni puronaya, o kuira, vano vekekai.
I said, then he said, don't add one word or take one far. I said, then I'll show you where the apostolic blessing come on the people by a promise of God. Now you show me the promise of God and when it went off the people.
Mio kuira, vano owa himme wira muhincherere nulumo ni mosa. Walokumiha ni mosa, maana, mio kuira, vano, mio kinoo ni herani vatui paraka sarumu wa sirulia ya mwatu, ni natira muluku vano nyuo, mukoni here natira muluku, ni okatu huo ahialia watu.
If you can't produce that in a word, then forget about it, see? I said, because it's still going on.
Mone, nyuo, mwahiwa rewo ni hera yeo ni masu, vano muliale mwahoo, mone, mio kuira, okala wira, owo nlelo ni muiranea.
Never stand down for a few minutes. And so I said, well, then, brother, I'd like to ask you this.
Oh, kuhi miatetu, mwaminutu vakani. Ntosiso mio kuira, ahe, ntomuna, mio katuna wakuhani ila.
Peter introduced the apostolic message on the day of Pentecost. And we all know that's true. For he had the keys to the kingdom and Jesus had given to him.
Petru, topa chenre mutaka wa arumwa, ni hiku na Pentecoste. Nto hiyo tene no suwe la wire ewe kekai, maano oo tari na ihule lo samuwa mwene ni, seyo Yesu amuvaha yawe.
And now watch what he said. He said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise isn't to you and to your children, and to them that's far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Ntovano, mwehe tu himyawe. O himyawe ira, murukunu shemurima kula mmosa nyuo, mupatisiwe ninsina na Yesu Kristu, wira mulevele liwe itampi. Nto, munimwa kila yova haya iroho yowaria, tiri na tiri tawinyu na awa ya ninyu na ale wankalo taiwene ote na ale apu ya muluku wa hantuna ayo wihana.
Then if there's a place where he took it out, then what happened to Peter's words on the day of Pentecost? See? No, it's never ceased.
Vano, na kanlene ni puro vavo o kumihalia wevo. Vano, esheni ya kumelele ni molu ma Petru ni hiku na Pentecoste. Munona, nari, o kanato komala.
Dear dying lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more.
Mwaputiputi openteo kuiye, epomea anyuyori kasha, kenima loweri ya waya, mpake keresha yotene yovulushua ya muluku, wopoliwa uire hiteketo.
Then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save when this poor lisping stammering tongue lies silent in the grave.
Vano mansipo novu uheya noma alele asha, mio kinimu ipo ori ya wanyu wa wopola, wakati nlumi nila no hawa, no kukuma, ni nrupa ataya ni manlene mahie.
God help me to believe that and hold to it, all of us, and stand by it, because it is a gospel truth. Yes, sir.
Muluku akikali here wira kaamini hiyo ni kivarle yeyo, ni otene hiyo na emere yeyo, okala wira yewe kekaia hapari yorera. Ayu mulopwena.
A wise man should never look at these things and know that they won't work. They never have worked.
Mutu amiruku, kiva atune yo kala kala wehaka ituia. Ntuasuela kawira, iyo kasi mvaretu, iyo kasi tonko varetu.
An organized religion and an organized experience will never work in the presence of God. It's got to come unadulterated from God.
Etini yoto kihiwa, ni musuelelo yoto kihiwa, kasi mkala kala sivarake etu holo wa muluku. Ewe hana orua yohi hononiwa, okuma wa muluku.
It has never been used by God. No time in the past did God ever use such a system.
Eyo kenato korume eliwa ni muluku. Kiwa avokati wakalai, muluku tonkwa orume ele yeti helo eyo.
You get members and things like that, but I mean the genuine seed of God, the blessing like fell on the day of Pentecost, it never comes by organization. It comes by birth, being born again.
Vano nyuo, nyuo munikala na atunitu siso. Masimio kinihime epio ekeka ya muluku, eparaka ntoko ya amorali ani hiku na Pentecosti. Eyo kenato korua ni mutenkeso, eyo ni uranu uyariwa. Oyaruwa vasia.
We're invited to take Israel for an example, which they have been.
Hiyo ni latu liwawira ni mukusha Israeli ntoko, ntokwe toonyero. yeye wa kanliaya.
Notice they have forsaken him. They're a provided fountain and have hewed themselves out cisterns.
Mwehe, au ya robu nyanyalo, ehimi haya ya avahiwa haya, nto kutipa mansa ya cisterna.
Could you imagine a thing when a man is at an artesian well drinking and then wants to make him a cistern to drink out of it?
Nyo muni wero tokelela etu, okati mutu nkalawe vehimeni ya natu utu wa uriaka, vanonto, anatuna wipa kele cisterna, mone, wira urevavo.
Now that's what the prophet said, that's what the word of God said, that's what God said to the prophet.
Vano, eyo tiile profeto himiawe, eyo tiile maswamuluku wa himiaya, eyo tiile muluku omuhimenriawe profeta.
You have forsaken me, and have left me the fountain of living waters, and have hewed yourself out cisterns which are broken, and they're leaking out.
Yuo moki nyanyala mio, nto moki hiya mio, epatuelo ya maasi makumi, nto kutipa mansinyo isisterna, seyo sirisopwea, nto iyo sinokowa.
See something, they wanted something they could control, or to show what they had done. That's the folly of organized religion.
Mone, etuimosa, au ya atune etuimosa ya aweri ayo holela, wala oni etu ya apanki haya, eyo tuuva huwa, weti ini yoto kihiwa.
It's always trying, they got to have something in it themselves. We got to have all these systems and societies and things, and I belong to this and I...
Eyo kulo okati enerere, awa haano kala na etumwe mmansaya. Awa haano kala na yeti helo iya sootene ni maloko, ni itu, ntomio kinira mpanta welavano.
Instead of just being humble children of God, they want something that they could show themselves.
Ohiyo kala mwano uye viha muluku, awa ntune tuangwere haya wiso ni hammansaya.
Instead of letting God do it His way, they want to do it their way. And that's the way the systems has got the church today.
Ohia, omuhia muluku wire eyo maina munawe. Ao ya atuna wira maina munaya. Nto eyo, timote yeti helo sirinae keresho lelo.
Not each system. One wants it this way. One wants it that way. If you're a Methodist, you must be it this way. A Baptist this way. Presbyterian, Catholic, whatever more. They got their systems.
Kahi, kule yeti helo. Moson tuneyo na munela, moson tuneyo na munele, nyo mwari metotista muhano kale na munela, batista na munela, presbiteriano mukatolika, kule etwikina, awa akala na yeti helosaya.
Nothing against that, but that ain't what I'm talking about. Man wants his way of doing it, and God's got his way of doing it.
Hate tuyovirikanyi heyo, masi kahie yomiwe ni himiaka, mutu ontune na munawe yowire etwiyo, ni muluku o kala nena munawe yowira eyo.
And he said, you are holding to your way, a broken cistern, and won't accept my way, the way of life.
Nto ohimye wira, nyo mumbare lele piruanyu, e sister na yopwea, nto kamuniku palipiru aka, e piro yekumi.
That's the same thing as it is today, it just hasn't very good.
Nto ewe tuimosaru ntoko ewe reayo lelo, eyo kehiyan na atava kani.
Think how foolish of a man leaving an artesian well, a pure clean water bubbling up, and then he want to go to a broken cistern and he made himself.
Mupuele ovahua wa mutu ohie hime anatu tu ya masurera owone la kapulaka, nto onatunorua va cisterna ni opwea, yeyo opankawe mansawe.
Dig him out of cistern or that trash that's up on top of the barn, washing into it and drink from that. There certainly is something mentally wrong with that person.
Ni witi pele cisterna ni ikokola iye sirivasuluva ntata sirapihele ya kamwemo, ntonu uri avavo. Vo, vekeka iokale etu muruni evonye iye ni mutuo.
And when a man will cling to an ecclesiastical conception of the scripture, instead of accepting the Holy Ghost, which vindicates the scripture and makes it real to you, there's something spiritual wrong with that person. It's exactly right. Sure, the Holy Ghost.
Nto. Okati mutuni ivareleli hawe ni mupuelo onamu kutuwa sole mpwa. Ohia wakele roho yowara yeyo nlipi hira sole mpwa nukale aseyo sekeka iwanyuo. Yokale etumu roho nivonye iye ni mutuo. Eyo vekeka itisiso. Vekeka i. E roho yowara.
Each one has an interpretation of the Bible. What you think is right. God don't need your help. God don't need your interpretation.
Kula mmosori notapuleli wawawe wa Biblia. Yeyo nyuo mnupuela nyuwira teri ekeka i. Muluku kampa vela mukali hirwanyu. Muluku kampa vela utapulela wanyu.
God's his own interpreter. God does the interpretation the way he says he would do it.
Muluku timutapulele awe mwanene. Muluku ntapulela ntokoo, ntokoo sinihimi awe, wiro wa muira.
The Lord said in the beginning, let there be light, and there was light. That don't need any interpretation. That's what God did.
Apu ya yahihimi awo pachirani, okalo kokola, vano kokola wahikala, eyo kentuna nakaluta puleliwa, eyo tiile muluku ira yawe.
He said a virgin shall conceive. She did. That don't need any interpretation.
Owa ahimi wira, mwalimu mosa harusi, ono rupala, owa ahirupala, eyo kentuna nakaluta puleliwa.
He said he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. He did. It doesn't need any interpretation. God interprets his own word by vindicating it and manifesting it and proving it.
O ahimye wira, o amuro omarashele roho hawe kule rutu. O ahira, eyo kentu na atota puleliwa. Muluku ontapulela maso hawe mansawe, alipihere kayao, ni asueliha kayao, ni onihere kayao.
That's how a prophet was proven to be of God. He said, if there be one among you, spiritual prophet, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in visions, speak to him through dreams. And what he says comes to pass, and fear him. But if it doesn't, don't do it.
Eyo timota profeta oniheriwawe okala amuluku. Oo himmewira, akala mmoseri ya reanyu ori amurohoni wala profeta. Mio apu ya kinimu isueli hamansa kama iyo o nisoona, kino olavula ni iyo o moolohani. Nto ele ni himi awe, ya kumelelaru vano move. Masiyo ya ahira ne muhimove.
That's the same thing when God speaks his word and a man says the word is this and it happens that way, then it's God doing it.
Eyo tui mosaru okati muluku nlavulawe maswawe, nto mutuki ya ira masuta ala, nto elo enira ne asiso, vano owo timuluku wa iraka siso.
But if he says it's this way and the days are gone, why he takes all the, he reaches for a hungry bread in his hand to children and take it away from them starving.
Masi o airawira, eyo tisa, nto mahiko avira, vano entune ya yotene, oo, onimuva hamulipovo liwe pau matata ni mwawe, anamwane, nto nuhukusha toeyo, vano awanovo liwa.
Why would you want to drink out of a cistern when this artesian well was there?
Mwahawasheni nyuo mwaru anyu tuno uri ava sister nani, ehimi ele anatu utu kanle nevo.
What is a fountain of life now? What is the fountain of life? Fountain of living waters, an artesian well we would liken it to.
Epatuelo yekumi sheni vano. Esheni patuelo yekumi, epatuelo ya maasi makumi, ehime ya natu utu, hiyo naro lataniha niyeyo.
Now, I want you to notice the difference between a cistern and a fountain of living water, artesian well, and an old broken cistern out there full of bugs, lizards, frogs, germs, what more.
Vano mio kintuna ngweheo ovirikano kanle wa cisterna ni patuelo ya maasi makumi, ehime ya natu utu, ni cisterna ya kala iopwea, yeyo yosari ya shikoko, ana aoko, ana pulu, miropo ni itusikina, mone.
And here's an artesian well. Now watch this. It's self-supporting. You don't have to get any big systems to bring a lot of money into it. You don't have to join a lot of members. It supports its members. Of the spirit of life in them. Function.
Ntova, yo kale hime anatu utu. Vano ngwehela, eyo eniva hamansaya. Kentu ni anyu okala na ataye eti helo yulu pale, nuruha musuru kumunche ene mwemo. Nyo kamurina yowita kaniha na atu wata. Eyo, ena kalihera twaya, ni roho ye kumirimwa yao. Evaraka muteko.
Notice the water that comes from it, fresh, pure, and clean. Not a cistern. Something stagnated, it's been documented by 40, 50 different minds saying this is right and that's right and this conception, vote and call on and as they do and then make a denomination out of it.
Mwehe maasi anirwa kumaka mwemo. Oriria, orera ni owonela. Kahi cisterna, etu yota kata yeyo enikala yeti hiwaka ni miupu welo miloko msheshe, miloko mitanu sovirikana siiraka. Ela teri sana, ni ile teri sana, ni miupu welola, ni muatanle ni wihana, ni ntoko awa ni iraya, ntovavo nupaka muromo lelo mwaye.
It's pure and clean unadulterated word of God coming from the hand of God. It's a real artesian well.
Ao torera ni owonela, maswa muluku ohi hononiwa, anirwa kumaka matata ni mamuluku. Ewe himeekeka ya natutu.
Notice, the secret of its power is within itself. Man cannot find it. Some kind of a pressure beneath it that's a making it push up.
Mwehe, esiri yowere waya erimu hinamwaya. Mutuka ngwero panye yeyo. Mutinto wekuru vativaya. Yeyo eniri heyo sukumelo sulu.
I remember when I was a state game warden of Indiana. I used to go by in Harrison County a certain well, a spring. Is always bubbling up.
Mio kinu puelo kati mio wa aroaka, wa areaka mukulu pale aurukunea elapo yo Indiana, Mio kani roaka o Harrison County, ehime mosa, natutu mosa, o kulo oka ti amu kapula.
And this, oh, it looked like it was the most happiest thing where the snow was on the ground, ice is froze, how cold it was, it still bubbled.
Ntopahi, oh, eo ya kala ntoko ya ritu yoma lelote iliwa murima, hata uire tapwe ya amora, eshelu, hata wa amuriria, hata wa aririya sai, owo nlelo amu kapula.
Where the old man-made ponds and tanks with frogs and everything was out there froze over solid.
Vavo matara opa ikiwa na atu ni tanki, nana pulu ni sotene, saakala ya vale sori riasene, solipa.
That goes to show that any denomination through a little lack of spirit or a little change of atmosphere will freeze over. But God's artesian well is this. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Nto eo, eno orua woni heria wira kula muromo lelo, ni ohaleela vakani wa eroho wala ovirikana vakani wa mukalelo eno oro riria. Masi ehime anatutu ya muluku o mosarun sana olelo ni mahiku utene.
It keeps all the things bubbled out of it, shoved out of it, and there's nothing there to begin with. The man then gets into it to push it out of the way.
Eyo eni kali haituso otene kumiheri wota, nusu kumeli wota, ntomo kekanle mwetumo, opachere wene, nikule etu nikela mo, eyo no sukumelo wota.
That thing was bubbling up like that, and I said, sat down there one day, I thought, I believe I'll talk to that spring, just for a moment.
Etu ile ya muka pulasiso, ntomio kuira, kukila ati vale ni hiku ni mosa, mio kupuela. Mio kinoona wira kinro la vulane patu eloele, okati vakani pahi.
I took off my hat, and I said, what are you so happy about? What are you bubbling so about?
Mio kiruleko fiu aka, ntomio kuira, eshe eninyo mukalenlianyo utailiwa murima, eshe eninyo enikapulelanyu.
Maybe it's because the deers drink from you once in a while. If he could have spoken, he said no. I said, maybe it's because I drink from you. No, that isn't it.
Kino, mwahawo wira itovesi ni ura mwanyuo imara kamosa kamosa. Eyo ya kanle wira ya hano lavula, eyo ya murua wira, nari. Mio kuira, kino, mwahawo wira mio kini ura mwanyuo, nari, kahie eyo.
I said, well, what's making you so pure, so clean, so what is this bubbling that makes you bubble full of joy all the time and nothing can freeze you over? You're spurting up in the air and there's nothing, clean water.
Mio kuira, ahe. Esheni no kalihani nyo ore erasha, owo nelasha. Vano esheni, esheni iyo nikapulela. Eyo eno kapulihani osare otapo kati otene. Nikiavu etu ngore awori irihani. Nyo munikowe losulu. Nikiavu etu masi owo nela.
If it could have spoke to me, you know what that well would have said? It said, Brother Branham, it isn't me a bubbling. It's something behind me bubbling me. And that's the way it is. Well, that's a poor word, but you know what I mean.
Vari wira ya niwe rolavula ni mio, nyuo mosuele sheni hime ele ya aruwa ayo himia. Eyo ya aruwa wira. Muna brana, nki hiyo mio kinikapula. Ewe tuimosa erutuliwa kinikikapuliha mio. Nto eyo tisi iso siraya ni nulumo tinotowa masi nyuo mosuele ni himiaka.
That's the way it is with a born-again experience. It's a well of water within you bubbling up into everlasting life. See, there's something about it that you have nothing to do with.
Nto eyo, tisi iso siraya ni musuwe lelo oya ruwa vasya. Kivangwe rea ni okupa arele eyo. Eyo, ehime ya masi mwanyuo, enikapula mwe kumi ni hinimala. Mone, yo kale etumwa hawa yeyo, nyuo muhiri na anyu na ata.
The man-made tanks may freeze them, begging for revival and everything, but a man that's under that fountain, living in that fountain, it's day and night.
Itanki sopa kiwa na atu sini muuma, na atu avekelaka muhaka laliho ni itu sotene, masimutu orivative epatu elo ele, akalaka vepatu elo ni vavale, eyo puta na nuhiu.
No, you don't have to wait on local rains and local revivals, you are full of it. I'll give it to him a fountain of life, any bubbling up.
Nari. Nyuo kamurina yowo herere ya ipula sinrupa, mihaka lali hosinira nea. Nyuo mosare ya eyo, mio, kinomu vahaipatu elo yekumi mwayo, ekapulaka.
Something in it that's fresh every day, pure and clean. It's an unadulterated word of God in your heart and mouth. Vindicating itself, speaking for itself.
Yo kale tumu hina mwayeyo, yori iriakula nihiku, yore era niyo onela. Aoti masamuluku ohi hononiwa, murima ni mwanyu ni mwano. Yiso ni heraka mansaya, alavulaka mansaya.
I don't care where it's raining, where it's snowing, what kind of weather it is, you're still happy because the Holy Spirit is in there bubbling up. It's a hidden power.
Mio nkincha la vari wire pule no rupa, vari wire ritapwe, kula mukale lo okati, nyo munikala nlelo otapa, okala wire roho yowaria erimu hineka pulaka. Owa were wipinte.
Notice, its secrets within it. It gives of itself freely to whomsoever will drink. and use of its substance.
Ngwehe o eyo esiri erimuhina mwayeyo. Eyo enni vaherinaya mahala wakula mutu onro uria nurumela ikurusaya.
Now you don't pick out say, well, I'm just have to go to the Methodist church because I'm a Methodist for a revival.
Vano nyo kamuntanla niwira. Ahe, vano mio kihano roe keresha metotista. Ukala wira mio kimetotista, mwavyaka muhaka laliho.
I'll have to go over here, but if I have to go to a Pentecostal because I'm a Pentecostal revivalist.
Mio kihano roa mpakano masi variwira. Mio kihano roa Pentecosti. Ukala wira mio kina mahaka lalihamu Pentecosti.
I'm telling you, when you got that well of water springing up that fountain when you're drinking by there, there's no difference you give to anything that comes by.
Mio kinimo leelani. Okatinyo munkala na anyu himele ya masi ya patuwaka, epatu eloele, okatinyo munkala anyu nguriaka vavo, kekanle viri kanelo, nyuo munova ha, kule etu inorwa.
You're willing to give a hope of life to a Catholic, to a Protestant, to a Jew, to an atheist, or whatever it is, you're really, really got something in you that's doing it.
Nyuo muno tunomuva ha nroro melo wekumi mukatolika, muprotestanti, muyuta, omukota muluku, wala mututi mutu, nyuo vekekai mokala na etu mwanyuo, enira eyo.
You notice another thing about it. You don't have to pump it. You don't have to pull it. You pump it up.
Nkawehane tu ikina muhawa yeyo. Nyo kamurina yoshe kule. Nyo kamurina yosu kuma. Nushe kula.
I've seen so much of that that makes me sick. Pumping up something. Playing a bunch of music and jumping up and down.
Mio kihona vanche ene yeyo mpake niketi haya murima. Oshe kulele etu. Urumi hamitinto sa musika. Nuutupo suluni vati.
Or a great bunch of literature out in the town, a great big signs, the man of the hour. There's only one man of the hour, and that's Jesus Christ, who's the same yesterday, today, forever.
Wala makuta malu pale aitusosoma nulepa mpoma, ni ito nyero sulu pale mutu okati. Ori mulopo na mmosa pahi okati, ntowo, Yesu Kristu, yo kanle mmosarun sana olelo ni mahiku utene.
There's only one messenger from God, and that's Jesus Christ. Yes, sir.
Ori namita kamosa pahi onkuma wa muluku ntooti oti Yesu Kristu ayo mulopwana.
You don't have to pump this up or pull it down or nothing. You don't have to join it. You just take it freely. Amen.
Nyo kamurina yoshe kulele elu sulu walopurulele lavati walakahi nyo kamurina yo itakaniha niye nyo muno kusheyo pahi mahala. Amen.
I am the fountain of living water. You left me to go and make yourself some tanks.
Mio kiipatuelo ya maasi makumi, nyuo mokihi ya mio, kuro opaka mansinyo itanki.
Now you don't have to pump it, pull it, join it, dig it, nothing else. You just have to take of it freely.
Vano nyuo kamurina yo oshe kulaeyo, opuruleyo, niwita kaniha niyeyo, otipaeyo, atetukina, nyuo muhano kushaeyo pahi, mahala.
You don't need any man-made theology for a strainer egg either to tell you what goes on, what does not.
Nyo, kamuni mpavela ata teoloji opa kiwa ni mutu, ntoko ntapwa taneiki kitowala, wole elani sheni nkumelela niyeyo, esheni yo iralaya nakala.
Some man-made theology, some educational system, self-righteous religion, some cistern of religious system. You don't need it. It don't have to be there.
Teoloji ya opa kiwa ni mutu, ayeti helo yosoma, etini ya sharia, mansa ya mwela, wala esister na ya yeti helo yetini. Nyo kamumpa veleyo. Eyo kentu neyo kalavo.
You put a rag on that foot from up in the air. It don't have nothing to do with it. It's self-supporting. It's the power of God springing up into life.
Nyo mahelaru ntapata vavo. Eyo no rihele nlo sulu. Eyo kerina nata ninenlo. Eyo enikapelela mansaya. Oo were wa muluku onipatuwela mwekumini.
Why would a man leave a thing like that to join into a system is more than what I could say. Don't need any string or rags. Don't need it.
Mwahawasheni mutu aru ao hiye tuntoko yeyo. Wira itaka niheni yeti helo. Eriovika na ele miwe ngwere yako himia. Eyo kempavela atantapu atanekikito. Eyo kempavela.
It does not need to be the, doesn't need to depend on local rains for its filling. It's full all the time. Amen.
Eyo kempavelo kalayo. Kempavelo roromela ipula sinrupe lapo yeyo. Wire sare. Eyo tiosare okati wotene. Amen.
Man, I'm just down in the dumps today. Oh my!
Mulopo na mosa, mio kini wii wao iraka, mio kirero ripi wa murimo lelo. Oh ulu.
Oh, I'm glad to be living in the presence of God. Whether things are going right or not right, He's my life. Amen. He's our life. He's the life, the abundant life. Yes, sir.
Oh, mio kini tapa, okala kikalako holo wa muluku, atawira itu sineta sana waloheta sana o tiku miaka ame o tiku miahu o tiku mi ekumi owata ayo mulopwana.
Yes, and look what it does for us. Its power and purity is within itself. It needs no priming from the cistern or any other system.
Nto wehe tu ewe ni raya mahawa hiyo. Owele awaya nurera orimu hina mwaya nene. Eyo kempa velo hele liwa ni cisterna wala eeti helo ikina.
Somebody say, well, what's your fellowship card? Let's see if you're a good Baptist. I'll see if you got a card.
Mutu onira, ahe, etikiti anyu yopa tana TV. Nroeno one nyo mwakanlene mupati shtoloka. Mio kinimo ona nyo mwarinene tikiti.
A good Pentecostal, if you're oneness, two-ness, three-ness, or whatever more. See, it doesn't need any priming. It's always a going. Yeah.
Wala, mupentecosti oloka, nyo mwariunisista a dualidadi aneraru wala sikinato. Mone, eyo kempa velato heleliwa. Eyo no ro kati otene. Ayo.
You know, I used to have this old cistern. I had to pour water down there and prime this old sucker pump to get it out of there.
Nyo mosuela, miyo ka nikalana kai sister na iya sakalai. Miyo ka hano ye heri amasi mwe, nuhelela, nimpompe ola wakalai wonula, wira kikumihe mwe.
You know, pour some more water in it, just pour a bunch of bugs and things in to pump out bugs and things. That's just about the way some of these systematic revivals is.
Nyo mosuela, oye heri tomasi makina memo, ntopahi, nuhela moto nikoto na ashiko konitu memo, wanula mwashiko konitu, tisi iso raya enamuna sayeti helo samiha kalali hoia.
But thank God, there is a fountain filled with
blood.
Where sinners plunge beneath the flood. You don't get make church members, you make Christians out of them when they come to that fountain.
Masikini mushukuru muluku, yokale patuelo yosa reepome, mwemu anatampa nipuna haya vatimo huru welani. Nyuo kamunaka lihampanta waekeresha, munaka lihakirishtu, ukata hawa nruaya mpaka vepatuelo ni vavo.
Why would you leave the fountain of living waters to drink at such a cesspool as that?
Mwahawasheni nyuo munihia anyu patuelo ya masi makumi. Kia uriavanliti ni ntokonlo.
No pumping up. This power is within itself. It needs no priming. Yes, sir. For itself, its own life is in itself.
Kahushe kula, owari awaya orimu hinamwaya. Eyo kempa velo hile liwa ayo mulopwana maana mansaya ekume aya rimwe mmo.
That's why the seed of God is in a man's heart. The life of God is in the individual, not in the church, in you.
Amen.
It's in you. You're the one that has the germ of life in you.
This is so epio ya muluku ni kala ya murima ni mamutu. Ekumi ya muluku erimu hina mamutu. Kahi mukeresha. Mwanyuo, erimu mwanyuo, nyuo tuule orineropo ye ekumi mwanyuo.
Just one taste of it is convincing to all kinds of clergymen. Ask the Catholic priest, ask the Baptist, whatever it is.
Olawi homosa paahi yeyo, eni waamini hamaloko otene atua na mukuto. Mwakoha na mukuto wa katolika, mwakoha patista, kula mutu.
Just one taste of this great fresh artesian water, I'm telling you, it's convincing that it's the truth.
Olawi homosa paahi maasa ala malu pale oriria anatutu. Mio kinimo olelani, awa nina amini hawirewe kekai.
Your hungry soul, anyhow, it's convincing to the thirster. Anyhow, now if you're not thirsting, this little Baptist, he wasn't thirsting to begin with. But when he got thirsty, the water tasted awful good.
Munepanyi wovo liwetala kule namuna, ewe ni muaminiha nantona, kule namuna. Vano nyuo, muahivo liweke ntona, mupati istola muamukani, o kari nantona, opachirawene. Masi okati ovoliwawe ntona, maasi ahisi vavote pashorera.
That's right, but you've got the thirst, the blessed thirst that Jesus called out. Blessed are you when you do hunger and thirst after righteousness, or you shall be filled.
Amen. Ewe kekai, masinyuwa muhano voli wa ntona norerihi wa ntoko Yesu ihane awe nenlo. Oreri wa tinyuwa muavoli wa ketala ni ntona muhawa isharia. Ukala wira munrovo na.
Amen. Jesus said that, friend. Yes, sir. It's a blessed fountain to the thirsty.
Amen. Yesu uhima yeyo mpatani. Ayo mulopwana. Ewe patuwelo yore rihiwa, wale arinintona.
Why should any want to swap it for a swamp?
Mwahawasheni, mutu aru au tunawaka kanya yeyo nintapo.
How would you like to swap an artesian well for a swamp water full of bugs and contaminations of all kinds of man-made theories which God said that adding one to his word or taking one of his words away, his part would be taken off of the book of life.
Mota sheni nyuo mwaru anyu otuna waka kanye hime anatutu. ni maasa mutaponi, osari ashiko konisora vasainamuna sotene, samiupu elo sopa kiwanatu, seyo muluku ohimiawe wira, wincherere tui mosama maswawe, walo kumihe tui mosama maswawe, mpante awo no kumihiwa mulivuru ni mwekumi.
And when God promised that he'd vindicate this word in every generation, what are the promises to you and your children to them? For as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Nto okati muluku himiawe wira, o amulipihere maswala wakula nloko. Tiri na tiri tawinyu, ni tawa ya ninyu, na ale ankalo taiwene, otene ale apu ya muluku ahwa ntuna ayo wihana.
Why would you pump on some systematic pump that's been contaminated for years from some old manna?
Mwa washeni nyuo mwaru anyu shekula ni mpompe wa yeti helo, yoo orandhe yaka sinchene, emana ya kalai.
Maybe the man was all right. Nothing against it in the days of Martin Luther, in the days of this, the days of that, and the other reformers. Nothing about it. But that's manna that fell a long time ago.
Alakela emana ya ari tuyorera, ate tuyantua niyeyo. Mahiko Martinho Lutero, mahiko aola, ni mahiko aole, ni ana marehere ya kina, ate tu niyeyo. Masi ewe mana ya amonre, okatu vinre.
If we notice in the Bible, they had to pick it up every day. They had to get new.
Hiyo na wehambibili yani, wira ao ya hano totakula nihiku. Ao ya hano kala nesia.
After it got a little old, it rotted. It cannot rot without breaking down. It has to have bacteria in it or something to make it rot. We know that so.
Ya mala ayo kala yo ulu vala vakani, ya munta. Eyo keninta kui pumwe lavati. Ewe hano kala na shitu memo, wala etui kina wira, wira intihe yeyo. Hiyo na osuwe la wira tisi iso.
And so is the system. After it lays there from one great revival to another, and it gets contaminated. It gets full of bugs, and like a sister full of wiggle tails, as we used to call it. Little old bugs that wiggle in there.
Nto tisi iso yeti helo. Numa lokala vo e kumaka muhaka la lihoni mulu pale mpaka mukina. Nto eyo enikala yora vaitu ni enikala yosa rea shikoko. Nto kwe sister na yosa rea anamuini hamwila. Nto ko hiyo na awi hanakahu. Ashikoko ashikani, yii nasaka mwemo.
And that's what's the matter. So many people's experience today, they're just full of wiggle tails. Wiggling from one to one to the telling tales that ain't got no truth in it at all.
Ntoo timula tunimusue lelo watuwa ncheno lelo. Awa nikala osareana mwini hamwila pahi. Yini haka nino nino. Nto nino nokina. Ahimaka ituso oo tasihirine keka imwe monakala.
That's right, wiggling out of one into another. I was a Methodist, I joined a Baptist, I was a Catholic, I went to be this, I went to be that. It's just wiggle tails. Oh, forget the whole thing and come to the fountain. Hey, amen. The artesian well, the ever-living presence of Christ.
Ewe kekai, yini haka nno akelako kina. Mio kaarime totista, kihita kanihana apatista. Mio kaarimu katolika, mio kaahiroa kikalela, mio kiroa kikalele. Awa na mwili hamwila pahi. Oh, mwili yale tuyo otene, ntomurewe patu weloni. Ame, ehime anatu utu, mukalelo wa Kristu wa mahiku utene.
I believe him to be the inexhaustible fountain of life. More you get from him, the pressure it gets in a colder, it gets in a better, it gets in a sweeter taste.
Mio, kini muaminu uo kale patu welo ye kumi hinimaliheya. Vanche ene shanyuo munake lanyu wa iyo, enote pokala ya nanano, ni enote pokala yoriria, ni enote pokala yorera, ni enote pokala yosiva.
I've been serving you now for 33 years, and it's each day grows still sweeter than it was the day before. You would never thirst if we drank in this water. Notice how great it is.
Mio kinikala kimurumela kayo vano yaka miloko miraronitaru. Nto kula nihiku ontepo kala nlelo osiva ovika na sareawe nihiku nivindre. Mio nkinato kukala ohi mewira nyuo kimuaro kala na tontona hiyo na uraru masi yala. Nguwehe mota ewe kanlia ya yulu pali.
Oh, Israel did as many do the day. They left the fountain of living waters to go dig themselves cisterns.
Oh, Israel, irale ntoko anchena nira ayo lelo. Ao ya hihi epatuelo ya masi makumi, kuro otipa mansa ya isisterna.
Now, speaking of grace just for a moment, what the grace of God.
Vano, nilavulaka mahawa mahala wakati vakani, mahala shena muluku.
We got laws and bylaws and if you don't measure up to this standard, I got a religious measure stick. If you don't measure just up to that, you can't come in and so forth.
Hiyo no kala na soru manikano. Ntonyuo, mwahili kane ni itari heloela, mio ko kala nekopo ya mpimo wa etini. Nyuo, mwahili kane sintoko yeyo, nyuo muhana, kivangwe rani ya nyuo kela monisikina.
But God saves us by grace, not by a measuring stick thing.
Masimuluku, onopo la hiyo ni mahala, kahini ikopo ya mpimo, munona.
But God, speaking of grace, now just how this happened to take place, drinking from him, from this measure stick.
Masimuluku, nilavulaka mahawa mahala vano. Veke kai mota eyo irane nyaya, wira irane, oura mwaiyo, mwekopo ele ampimo.
Murmuring Israel, watch, he said, and I will visit you again. Notice in the scripture, notice, he's going to try them to visit them again.
Wapa, Israelu wapa, mwehe, o irale, ntomio kinimo ototola nito, nkawihani mwasole mpwa, nkawihani o onroa o ererasa, watotola tu.
Murmuring Israel at the Red Sea was invited to follow him through the stagnated Egyptians' water to be a free people.
Israeli owapa oparea yoshera yala tule wira amutareyo aviraka masi ni ota kata weshitu wira akalatu ovulua.
They was a slave. They was invited to come over to be a free people with him. Come out through the Dead Sea. The Red Sea rather, come out through that to go into a wilderness to bring a separation between them and the impersonators, trying to impersonate it without circumcision.
Ao ya ripota, ao ya hila tuliwa wira eroe akalea tu ovulu waniyo. Orwa avirake parea yokwa, eparea yokwa, eparea yoshe rakireke. Okuma aviraka mwemo, wira aruemo otakoni, wira aruho valanya na ao nana mataki haere otaki hirayeo.
Oh, that's what caused the trouble. Every one of them perished right in the sea. Pharaoh and his army.
Oh, eyo tia kuminghe mulatu. Kula mosa iya wa haipwete ya vavo vene mot. Aiso mwemo mparea. Farao na ana kotoawe.
They've seen human beings walking by supernatural power. So they come back around and tried to impersonate that without being included in the blessing. And when they did, they perished. It's carnal comparison.
Ao ya hiwa na tuye etaka nuwere ulu pale. Vano ao, kiarwa otuli, nto kwere otaki hera eyo. Ahikanle wala kiwa mparakani. Nto okati ao iraleaya, ya hipwetea. Nlo, likanyiho na mwerutuni.
A man that tries to do that, try to impersonate something, then he is making a carnal comparison of a real Christian.
Mutu onere ya wire eyo, were otaki hera etu, nto owo, onipaka nlikanyiho na mwerutuni wakirishtu wekekai.
My Indian brother there knows that come up around Bombay and you see the people there, the Hindus and so forth, laying on spikes and walking on glass and walking in fire to show what they can do and things like.
Munda kamuhintu wovo onisueleyo, muroem pakopompai, ntomunowo natuiwe ahintu nakina, arupati kivasulu, vaikomoni vasuluva, yetaka vasuluve fituruni, ni yetaka vamoroni, wira yonihere ele angware aya wira, ni tuntoko.
That's carnal impersonations of some man back in the jungle there is doing that to sacrifice for his God.
Iyo mitakihero seerutu samutu amutakwani iwe. Onireyo ntoko mkutu wa muluku awe.
We find that amongst all religious life. Carnal impersonations. Somebody trying to be like the other.
Hiyo nino na wira eriare makale lote na itini. Mitakihero samuerutu ni mutu eriako kala ntoko mukina.
There's only one example you're to be like. That's like Jesus Christ, who was the Word. And then when the word of God comes to you, it'll be the same way.
Eri etonyere mosa pahin tune awira nyu mulikane keniyeyo. Eyo tintoko Yesu Kristu. Yo arimasu. Ntovo, okati masa mulukwa nirwaye wanyuo. Ewe no kale namune mosaru.
But God led them right on to the promised land anyhow.
Masimuluku ahiwe etiasa mpaka mutete wanatiri. Mwakule namuna.
They found also every tank. When they started through the wilderness in their journey, now after they had separated, they found out that every tank was dry to them.
Ao ya hipanyato, wira, kule tanki, okate hawa pachendrea yovira motako nietake kwa haya vano, vaamali haya wiva lanya, ao ya hipanya wira kule tanki, ya huma, waiyao.
And you'll find the same thing, brother, when you start this journey to the promised land. You'll find doors closed.
Ntonyo munao panya tui mosarumuna. Ukatu mpache ranyu kwa hela muruaka mutete wanatiri. Nyo munao panya mikora siwaliwene.
Like that little preacher said, an Anglican or whatever he was, and the first thing you know, his church turned him out. As soon as he had so many received the Holy Ghost, that was the end of it.
Ntoko mulale ule mwamu kani si Himalaya wa Anglikano, wale tripi itunto, na nanoru, ekeresha au ya himo omola. Mone, akalane ranchene o wakile roho yowaria, yari maleloaya.
And Israel found the same thing as examples in their journey to the promised land. The tanks were all dry.
Nto hiyo, nto Israel ahipanya tui mosaru, ntoko itonyero, Yetake kwa haya arwaka mutete wanatiri. Itanki sari sotene souma.
Yeah, their journey in obedience to his promised word, their journey in the tanks they found dry.
Ayo, ekwa haya wowi welela masaa wanatiri, ekwa haya mutankini, au ya apanye umenemo.
Now, they found the tanks could not be depended on for the journey.
Vano, au ya aho na wira itanki, itanki kivaore aneokala soli paniwa mukwahani.
And if you're going to journey in obedience to the God, word of God, and try to join this and join that, you're going to find out the end, a tank in the world that will support it.
Amen.
Not at all.
Ntonyo mwaru wake kwa hawa wiwelela masu amuluku, niwere ya witakani haniila, niwitakani haniile, nyo muno roo panya wira kekanle tanki mulaponi enro kalihera yao. Narimara.
You are an individual. God leads you just the way he wants to lead you. Then we have found the same thing today, and all tanks are dried up.
Nyo mwamutu mmoza, muluku oniwe tihani vekeka intoko osintuna owe tihani. Vano, hiyo no panya tui mosaru lelo, ni tanki sotene tiso uma.
But the promise are always true to God who will keep his promise to his people. He promised to supply all they had need of, so he did that.
Masinatiri, okati wotene tekekai, wamuluku yowo onro musuka natiri awe watuawe. Owo ohime wira, amu ava hasotene ya aro ayo tuna. Vano, ahira siso.
In the midst of the empty dry tanks, just think of it, and complaining Israel in the desert in their journey.
Eria ria itanki so hikaletu, itanki so uma, mupuele yo pahi. Nto Israeli, aisinliha kamotakoni, yetake kwa haya.
He called his servant leader, the prophet Moses, out to one side and opened up a fountain
Amen.
Of living water Amen. By a smitten rock. So his believing children would not perish.
O ahimu ihana murume yawe muholeli, profeta Moise pante mosa, nto kitu kule patuwelo ya masi makumi, ni mwalao omaniwa, wira anawe owami na hipwetee.
In this day, that speaks of grace to me. We are undeserving. The way that we've done, the way that we've lived, we're undeserving.
Ni hiku nla, nenla ninlavu la muhawa mahala, mamio, hiyo no hipanela, enamuna hiwe ni rahu, enamuna hiyo nikalahu, hiyo no hipanela.
But God, in this day, like right here this morning, look, the Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Catholic and all, he has opened up a fountain.
Masimuluku, ni hikunla, ntokova vasi isula nguwehe, wa metotista, patista, presbiterianu, katolika, notene, o otukule patuelu.
Hebrews 13 proves this, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ahe peritresi, anilipihera ela, wiro o musarun sana, olelo ni mahiku tene.
So, it makes true John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Vano eyo, eyo ni muka lihekeka Yohani 3:16. Tirimuluku upenta sholumwenku, mpako womba hamwanawe mmoseene, wiro tena ala ni muamini yowo, ehirmele, ntwekalane kumihinimala.
And it was lifted up for a compound reason because the people were murmuring and sinning and they were snake bitten and they were dying and for their forgiveness of their sins and the healing of their sickness.
Nto nlo na avenyihiwe muhawani hoko notu kumanya. Okala wira atu yamu hapa ni wira itampi. Nto ao ya ahilu mwainoa ni yamu kwasa. Nto wira levele liwe itampi saya nuvoni hiwa ireta saya.
And that's the same fountain that's open to us today. For our salvation and for our healing, physical healing. For he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Nto eo, epatuele musaruye yotukuleli wahu hiyo lelo. Wira na opoe, nuvoni hiwa wahu. Ovoni hiwa weerutu. Maana oo musarun sana, olelo ni mahiku utene.
And when the rock that was smitten by the promised word of God had commanded, it was given forth gushers of pure, clean water, not stagnated, not contaminated, but God's own presence, pure water, and saved all that drink.
Nto okati mwalayo wa amaniwe atariheli wakamaswa na tiri amuluku, wahiruma, owo wahiva haiko welo samasi orera owo nela, kahi utakata, kahi ora vaitu, masimukalelo amuluku mwanene, masi orera, nto au yahi wopolo tene ale ya unrie.
Now we know that's true because we read it in the Old Testament as a type.
Vano hiyo nosue la wira weke kai, okala wira hiyo nosome yo mawata na wakala intoko yoni herio.
Now,
You did not have to pull it, pump it, join it, go into the seminary to learn how to use it.
Vano, kivatune ya nyuo purula oshekula wita kaniha ni yeyo, oro seminari uishu tamota over la muteko yeyo.
They'll tell you how to use it there, see. Oh, well, if you have received the Holy Spirit, we believe that, but so you do it this way.
Ao animolela ni mota over la muteko iwe, mone. Oh, ahe, nyuo, bakalawira nyuo muhakile roho yoware, hiyo ni nami ni yeyo. Masivano nyuo muireke sa.
But you see, there's no control of it. You don't use the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit uses you. See, you're not to use the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit got you.
Masi, nyuo mone, kekanle mweti heruaya. Nyuo, kamunivara la muteko roho yowaria. Roho yowaria, teno vara la ni muteko. Mone, nyuo kamuhio vara la muteko roho yowaria. Roho yowaria, tekanle yowaria la ni nyuo.
A gift is not something you take like a knife and sharpen a pencil with it. It's yielding yourself to God and getting yourself out of the way so the Holy Spirit can use you.
Yovaha, kehiwe tunyuwa munikushanyu ntoko mwalo, ntonuno na ilapi niyo. Eyo uivelela wanyu wa muluku, ni wiku mihaman sinyu mpiro ni wire roho yowari ya ovareleni muteko.
Notice, they never had to pump it or pull it, or they never had to ask, now, how do we use this water? Because they know how to use it, they were thirsty. They know what to do with it.
Wehe, au kiatonko kaloshe kula walopurula, wala kiatonko kaloko ha, vano hiyo ni rumele kesai maasi ala, okala wira au ya anisiwe la mota o rumela yao, au ya avoliwe ntona, au ya anisiwe la etuyo wiri hayao.
And so is a man or a woman, what, regardless of what creed or denomination he belongs to.
Ntotisi iso siriaya mulopwa na wala mutiana, etu ata wire ya minelo wala muromolelo sheni o ni rawe mpanta.
If he's thirsting for God, he don't have to run back to seminary like this Anglican brother did, or British brother last night. Have to go back and consult how to the Anglican church, how I must use this great gift he's got speaking in tongues, and how I must do this. They kick him out to begin with. See?
Vari wira onivoli wantona ni muluku, o karina yote welo seminariu, ntoko munola Anglikano iraliawe wala muna mubritani kunsano hiu. Aha notika nukoha mote keresha Anglikano, mota oru mela yova hele yulu pale o arinawe. Olavu la ilavu lelo, ni moto o orinawe yo wirela. Ao, ya muro momo la upachirawene, munona.
He was thirsty, so God just filled him. That's all there is to it. It's thirsting and then he just filled.
O avoliwe ntona, vano muluku kimusari hapahi. Eyo, tiotene rimwaye.
You don't have to have any control. Somebody tell you what to do with it. God leads each individual in the way he wants you to do.
Kentu neanyu okala na mweti hero, mutu ohi merani tuyo uwira niye. Muluku, onni mweti hakula mutumwa enamuno ontuna we uwira nyu omwire.
You are an individual yourself. You are a part of God. Nobody can take your place.
Nyu omwa mutumosa, nyu ano. Nyu omwa ipante ya muluku, kavon were kushopuru anyu.
And there's no way I have to go to somebody and say, now I have to do this with it or I have to do that with it. No, sir. God uses it the way that he wants to. When you're thirsty, you know enough to drink.
Ntoke kale na muna yoro wa mutu ni wira vano. Mio kihana wirela niye, wala mio kihana wirela niye, nari mulopwana. Muluku mvarela muteko na muna yeyo owo ntuna o varela. Okati nyuo mvoli wanyu ntuna, nyuo munisuwe la vampire ayo uria.
And if you're thirsty this morning, drink from it. That's all you have to do.
Ntonyo mwavoliwene ntona vasi sula. Ngurye vavo. Eyo tiotene murinanyo wira.
God had provided a way for their thirst. The thirsty children to partake freely of himself.
Muluku ahiva here na muna omali hantona naya. Anovoliwa ntona wira irempanta mahala mwayo.
And God's provided a way for every man and woman this morning who's hungered and thirst.
Ntomuluku ova here piro ya kula mulo pwana ni mutia na vasi sula. Omvoliwe talani ntona.
Perhaps there's people sitting here have never been saved. There's people sitting here who's on the verge of being saved.
Kino, akala atwa kila antiva ahitonko opua. Akala atwa kila antiva yawa nihalila opua.
There's people here sitting here, church members. You want to do right, but you're drinking from a tank. They'll never tell you these truths.
Akala atuva akila antiva ntoko atwa mukeresha. Nyuo muni tunawire tu yorera, masi nyuo munguri ya mutankini. Au kankala kala yole laka nike kaiya.
The only thing to come is take the promise of God and come to that fountain. Amen. Then he'll quench the thirst. He that drinks from this fountain shall never thirst again.
Etui mosapahi, orwa, omukusha natira muluku nuhuria vepatu weloni vavo. Ntoo onovo ni hantona. Olo nguria vepatu weloni yela, kambo liwa tontona.
Notice now how he liberated is ones who receive this water by grace and not by a system or cistern of education. He vindicates his word. Is a life-giving resource.
Ngweheva no mota, moto wavulunsha wawawe, ale awawe, ale aken le masi ala ni mahala, nto kahini yeti helo wale sister na yosoma, owo, onna kihere maswawe, ewe pacherele nivahe kumi.
How many in your knows that you receive life when you've taken that word in his water? Just you know that you receive life.
Akavimu ansue la wira, nyomu hakele kumi, okati nyomu kunshanyu maswale ni masi awe, veke kai, nyomu osue la wira muhakele kumi.
Let's take just another example or two, and then we'll close just in a moment. I must have that button somewhere, but notice, I just keep talking, but I don't mean to do it.
Nikushe, ahe, ntokon lika nyiho, eto nyero kina pahi, wala pili, nto siso mio kino roo mali hokati vakani pahi. Mio kihano kala nipitau iyo nipurono, masi mwehe, mio kinikala kilavulaka pahi, masi mio, nkila kelawire tuyo.
Look, let's take for an example just a couple of people. Let's take the woman at Jacob's cistern, a dug well.
Mwehe, na akushe ntoko toonyero atuan lipahi, ni mkushe mutia na vasister nani vayakopi, ehime yotipiwa.
There she was sitting there. That's all the woman knows, was this cistern where she come to get water.
Oh, arivale akilantene vavale, eyo tiotene mutia nola asue lawe, yari sister na ela vavo aruia orikamasi.
And over against the well, she found in the little panoramic there, a man sitting there, a Jew. And she was a Samaritan. It's the city of Sychar.
Nto vovirikana nehime o ahimpanya mamone lo mwamukani vo. Mulopwa na mmosaki la antene vavo muyuta. Nto o arimu Samaria o muteteo sikari.
And we find out that this man, this Jew, spoke an unusual word to this woman. Said, bring me a drink.
Nto hiyo ninona wira mulopwa nola muyuto ola. Alavunle nulumonohi limalelea ni mutia nola iraka, mukiruhe lemasi.
She said, now we have segregation. It's not right you to ask me a question like that, you being a Jew and me a Samaritan.
Oh, kuiravano, hiyo no kala na mvala anyo. Eyo ke hiyo yore ranyuo kivekele tunto kweyo, nyuo murene muyuta ni miomu Samaria.
He said, but if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. And I'd give you waters that you don't have to come to this cistern to drink it. Be a well of water, sputtering up to you.
O kuira, masi nyo mwamu suwenle olon lavu lananyu, nyo mwamu kivekela mio masi. Nto mio, kamo vahani masi yao, nyo muhinro anyu urava sister na vahu ira ngurie. Okale hime ya masi yenikapula mwanyuo.
Notice, when she found that this proved to be the truth. Now first, any man could have said that. But she said, you say worship in the Jerusalem and we worship this mountain.
Mwehe, okati vonali awe wira ya ho nihere okale kekai, vano yopajera, kula mutu amweru himia eyo. Masi oo irale, nyo muniro kokorele Yerusalemu, nave hiyo ninkokorele vamwako va.
He said, salvation is of the Jews. We know what we believe. But said, let me tell you one thing, in words like this.
Oo kuira, wopu ati wa ayuta, hiyo nini suwele tuna amini ahu. Masi kuira, mukihia mio kole elene tuimosa, mamolu montokonla.
Neither in this mountain or at Jerusalem, for time's coming when the man shall worship God in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such.
Hatamu akola, nakalo Yerusalemu, tiri okatu ni morwa, yo wa mutunro wa muku korela muluku, mweroho ni mwekekai, maana ati itanapa vela yao.
He said, go get your husband and come here. Watch, here it proved it. Here show what mountain she was at.
O kuira roa ni mwaruha iya nyumuruase vava. Mone, vae ya ho ni heria, vae noni here patuelo shenu uwa ariawe.
Say, go get your husband, come here. She said, I don't have any husband. He said, you said the truth.
Kuira, roa ni mwakusha iya nyumuruase vava. O kuira, miyo nkirina iyaka. O kuira, mohime kekai.
She looked like it was a plain contradiction to what he had asked her and said, go get your husband.
Mone, ya kala ntoko mviri kanyi hoowoni ya wetu o amuveke nliawe. Nto kuira, roa ni mwakusha iya nyumuruase.
Said, I have no husband. Said, you've said the truth. Said, because you've had five, and the one you're living with now is not yours.
Kuira, mio nkirina iyaka. Kuira, mohime kekai. Kuira, okala wira, mwahikala natanu, ntolo nkala na nyuvano, kahiwa winyu.
Watch that woman, how different from the priest of that day.
Nkangwehe ni mutia nole, moto virikania we nana muku twanihikunle.
The priest of that day seen the same thing happen and said, that's a devil. Telepathy or a Beelzebub. See, they failed to see the word promising that.
anamukutwani hikunle ya haone tui mosaru yeyo wira nea ntokwira o shetwani telepatia wala pelizepu mone au ya hivo nyaona masu ahimiaka yeyo.
But that little woman was better versed in the scripture than the priest.
Masimamu tianole ari osuela shasole mpa omvika na kula mosa anamukutu.
She said, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. We haven't had one for 400 years. That's a Malachi.
Oh, irale, napuya, mio kinona wira nyo ma profeta. Hiyo kanikala na tamosa, mwayaka imia sheshe okuma malakia.
But said, we have looked for one and we know there's one coming, the Messiah. And when he comes, this will be what he'll do. Jesus said, I'm he.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Masikwira, hiyo nini muwehere ya mosa? Ni hiyo no suwe la wira o kala mmoso norwa, Mesia. Ntowa ravale, ele no kale tu onroa we wira. Yesu kwira miyo kaiyo. Amen.
Did you notice? She left her bucket at Jacob's cistern, run down into the city full of an artesian well. She had seen it perfectly vindicated and he was that fountain. Let me introduce her to you.
Nyuo moweha, owa hihi ya muchoma weva sister nani va Yakobi. Kucha waro wako poma sarenyene hime ya natutu. Owa arimone yo lipi heri wa volikana. Ni owo aripatuelo ele kumi. Mukie koleli hereni nyuo.
She left that when it was proved to be the word of life. She left it. And had discovered that the same rock that was smitten in the wilderness was proven to be present then.
Owo ahihi yeyo. Okatuo ni heri wao kala masu kumi. Owo ahihi yeyo. Nto owo ahisu elawira mwalamo saru. Yole wa amaniwe motakoni, waho ni heru okala valento.
Let me say that same God that was in the days gone by that we speak so much of, he's present here now.
Mukihie kihime wira, muluku mmosaru yole, arima hii kwa dhinre, yoo hiyo ni muhimiahu vanchene, o rivava vano.
Not with some theological understanding, but by a personal knowledge of it. Vindication that he'd pour out in this last days the Holy Spirit upon his church.
Kahinu suela wa teologia, nave numu suela wa mutum mansawe, woli pihera wawe wira, o wa aroo marashamahi kwa alokisera, eroho yo wari ya mukeresha mwawe.
He is not a I was, he is still the I am, present tense, always.
Owo kahiyo miyo kari, owo nleloti miyo kokala, anana anokati wotene.
Then, the cistern lost its taste. And so does every man who ever falls into the power of God by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the denominational systems lose their taste.
Nto sisterna ya hima lesive loaya. Nto siiso onni rakula mutu otonkomore la mowere wa muluku, nupati isuwae roho yowaria, yeti helo samiromo lelo sinoma lesive loaya.
You don't want no more of that stagnated frogs and lizards and bugs and so forth. You're drinking from a fountain that's fresh and pure. The word of God fresh every hour in your soul.
Nyuo kamuntu na to sana pulualo takata ni ana aoko na ashiko konisikina. Nyuo munguri avepatu elo ni eriori iria ni orer. Maswa muluku anana no kuloka timunepa ni mwanyu.
The same is now when the word has been proven to be the truth. Taste and see if it's not right.
Yeah. Etui mosaru ntokovano, okati maswa no ni heriwayo kale kekai. Mulawihe ntomoonea hakanle kekai.
Though the cistern had served us well, served his time well. But you see, the fountain of life was there. Not Jacob's well no more for spiritual drinking.
Enamuye sister na ya rumen lo ratene. Ya hirumelo katiayo ratene. Masinyo mone, epatuelo yekumi ya rivale. Kahihime ya yakopeto, wawuria waironho.
What they thought they drank that well, it would be all right. But now the fountain of life itself was setting there.
Etwa oyupu elaya, wira amalaruri avehime nivale, vano ya mukalo ratene. Masivano, epatuelo ye kumene ya kila antivavali.
Now we don't need systems and organizations that we have. We're at the end time.
Vano hiyo kanimpavela yeti helo, nimitenkeso hiyo hiyo nrinahu, hiyo nrukati woki seria.
And God promised in this end time the things that he would do and we see it fulfilled to the word.
Ntomuluko ahihimia, womale lalino wokati, itu owa aroa wira. Ni hiyo nino nase yomali heriwa wa masu.
We hear the man of military might stand up and shivering and saying that something sticks to happen. We feel the Holy Spirit warning us that something sticks to happen.
Hiyo nini mwiwa mulopwa na ikuruse ekoto ovenya nuthuku mela niwira au etui mosehan lewira nea. Hiyo nino one roho yoware nilopolaka wira etui mosehan lewira nea.
We see everything set in order. Then leave that system and come to the fountain. Yes, sir, serve his purpose. But now she was face to face with the fountain itself.
Hiyo nino na itusote no toki hiwa. Vano muhie yeti helueyo mureve patu eloni. Ayo mulopwana. Ya ahiru mela ya tuneli waya. Masivano o ari nito nito ni patu eloene.
And John 7, 37, 38, Jesus said in the last days of the Feast of the Tabernacle, what did he say? If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Right in a bunch of theologians.
Ma Yohani seti, 37, 38, Yesu ahihime mahiku okisera anira na mashasha. O ahimye sheni, akala mutuvo liwentona, aroa miyo aurie, oholo wanikuru na mateo lugu.
If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. For the scriptures have said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
Akala mutuvo liwentona, aroa miyo aurie, tirisole mpweso ohimia, muhina wa murima ni mawe, sino vira mirati samasi makumi.
There's the living fountain. That's the fountain that the people forsaken today. For the creed they have forsaken the fountain of living water.
Boyo kale patuelo ye kumi. Eyo ti patuelo yeyo atwa hialia yolelo. Mwahawe ya minelo. Awa ahie patuelo ya masi makumi.
Let me introduce you to him. He to me, and I'm closing. He to me is that fountain that saved Hagar's life and the child when they were dying in the wilderness.
Mukihie kiwoni hereni yo. Owo wamiyo. Ntomio kinoma liha. Owo wamiyo, tipatuelo ele yoponle kumi ya akari ni mwana, okati ya kwasa ya motakoni.
I believe he is that rock. In Isaiah 32, he's that rock in a weary land. He's the shelter in a time of storm.
Miyo kinami ni wira, owo timwalayole mwa Yesaya 32, owo timwalayole mulaponi mouma, owo tinchawelo okati wepeo.
Zechariah 13, he is the fountain that's opened in the house of David for sin. I believe him to be that, don't you?
Sakaria Terezi, owo tipatuelo ele tukuliwe mpani mwataviti, mwahawe tampi. Miyo kinimami nuo kala eyo, nyo kamunamini.
In Psalms 36:9, he is David's fountain of life. He is the still waters of David and the green pastures. He is the water by the brookside before David.
Mama Salmu 36:9, owo tipatuelo ye kumi ya Daviti. Owo timasi oriri ya Daviti, niminye pusikiti. O timasimu kerekerwa muroa Davidi.
In Genesis 17, he's Abraham's nursing breast, El Shaddai.
Mama patuelo zaseti, o tinipele no muami Abraham, El Shaddai.
Now when his life is gone from him, still he, God said, a man of 100 years old, how will this thing be? I'm old. My wife is old. How can these things be? He said, I am El Shaddai.
Masi okati kumi awe ya kumi aya mwaiyo lelo muluku uhimia. Mulopo na ayake mie mosa, motashe ni tuile nroa yokala. Mio kihulu vala, amu araka hulu vala. Singwere na sai tui yokala. Owo kuira, mio ki El Shaddai.
Now El is thee and Shaddai is breast and Shaddai is plural, which means I am the breasted God.
Vano El ti ni, nto Shaddai ni pele. Nto Shaddai ti owata, yeyo ni himia. Mio kimuluku amapele.
Like a baby that's fretting and is sick and strength is gone from it, lean upon the mother's bosom and nurse its strength back.
Ntokomo ana omvela vela ni ongwere iwa, ni ikurusa we sooma la mala mwaiyo. Mupite iriheva tirima vame yawe, muamu hei ikurusa wetu.
Sure, not only when it's nursing, it's sitting fretting no more at the mother's breast, it's satisfied while it is getting its strength.
Vekekai, kahipahi, okatu huo na mwawe, oo kamvela velato. Vanipele ni vaa mama, oo nkalo oha kalala okatu mpanya awe ikurusawe.
And any man that will take God's promise in his heart, that the promises to you and your children, them as far off as many as the Lord our God shall call, and lay right against that, and nurse your strength back, fretting child, believe it. It's for the believers.
Ntokula mutu mukusha natira muluku, murima ni mwawe wira, natiri tawinyu, ni awa ya ninyu, ala nkalo taiwene, ote nale apu ya muluku wangu antunayo uihana, ni upite ravavo vene ni wama ikurusa nyuto, mwana ove la vela, mwamini yeyo, eyo tiatu wamini.
To the believer, poet, I can think of many songs that the poet found this. There was one of them said one time, he...
Wamulipo olepa o wamini, mio kini were upuwela isiposi nche eneseyu alipo olepa ni vahaliaya, aika la musawa yao, iralo katuo, o...
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. When sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stain.
Yokale patuwele yosa repo meni kushuwa mutika ni wa Emanueli. Okati anatampa mpuina ya vatimo uhuru elani. Anapwete ya male payo tena oteka.
That dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. There may I, though vile, see, wash all my sins away.
Na wiyola kwaka ahita pelaone patuwele yoyo ni hiku nawe. Vano mio kinoa werea ataki takalaka ntokoyo orapi haitampi saka sotene.
Yeah. Ever since by faith I saw that stream thy flowing wounds supplied, redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die.
Ntokuma vavo ni wami ni mio kihona murole, makwata anyu andhira nivaha, opento mvulusha tukan lelavu lelwaka, ni enoka la mpaka mio kwa.
To me he's the waters of the word of separation. It separates you from everything that's contrary to his word. That's the fountain I believe him to be. Yes, sir.
Wamiyo, owo timasi amasu, ova lanyiha. Ya wanova lanyiha ni nyuo ni tuso tene sirisovi rikana ni maswawe. Eyo, epatuelo mio kinami ni yako owo kala. Ayo mulopwana.
It's the waters that separated me from man-made cisterns to the fountain of living water.
Wira, awo timasi ya kivalanyihe mio ni sister na sopa kiwanatu. Kiruaka ve patuelo ni yamasi makumi.
Oh, friend, you can just go on and on with the things that he is to us.
Oh, mpatani, mio kini wera pahi, nyua muno wera oro holo, nuholo ni tu seyo kanliawe wahiyo.
He's Alpha, Omega, he's the begin, he's the end, he's he that was, which is, and shall come, he's the root and offspring of David, he's the morning star, he's my all in all.
Oh, ti Alpha, Omega, oh, ti Ipatu, oh, ti Malelo. Owo tule akala, yowo onkala ni ontunorwa. Owo tiopua ni usulu wa Davidi. Owo titeneri yoshaka. Owo tawaka otene mwasotene.
And brother, sister, if you haven't had just been drinking from this little man-made tank all your life, why not this morning forsake that tank and come to this fountain?
Ntomuna murokoraka, nyo muhira muhitonko kala na ee. Pahyu kala nguriaka mwe tanki ila yopa kiwa ni mutu. Makale loanyu tene. Basi isula muhingi era nitankiyo, munarwa vepatuelo ni va.
Let us bow our heads just a moment.
Nurami hemirusa hukati vakani pahi.
With your heads bowed. To my opinion, the altar call. How many now?
Nimirusa nyuso urama. Mwamupu weluaka, wihana wa altar, akavivano.
I was all nervous. I keep me too long. It made me chop my message to pieces. But I believe the Holy Spirit wants you to get what I mean.
Mio karu teno tukumela. Mio kamo leke lihani nyo vanchene. Yo kitikili hamutaka aka ipante. Masimio kukupali wire roho yo waria, entuna wira musuele sana ele mio ni himiaka.
Look. There's nothing more important in this day than getting right with God. See, our dinners, whatever it is, the Lord is here. Now, I've only heard that about once in my life since this time.
Wehe, kekanle toetu yulu palesha ni hikunla, envika no kalorata ene ni muluku. Moone, solya sahu, enakalaru etupi itu, apu ya riva ava. Vano, mio kiwa lewe mare mosapahi mamakale luaka, opache rokatula.
Now, all of you here, not how many, all of you here, that wants to drink from men. Just stand up just a minute, just for prayer. God bless you. The Lord bless you.
Vano aka, otene anyuva kahi akavi, otene anyuva alantuno uri avavo, avenye pahi minutu mmosa pahi, wira nivekele pahi, muluku ure riheni, apu ya yore riheni.
Now, how many in here that's standing present now would say that by uplifted hand like this, God, move on me, just fill me, let me drink from this fountain?
Vano, akavimu arivava vano, ya atuna wira, nintata usulusa muluku, mukelema miyo, mukisari hepahi, mukihie miyo kiureve epatu eloni ela.
And I haven't done just what's right, but I want you to forgive me for it. I want you to wash away my sins and let me from this day just...
Ntomio veke kai nkinai retu yorera masimio mio kintuna nyuo mukilevelele mohawaiye mio kintuna nyuo murapihe itampi saka ni muhie mukihie mio opache rolelo pahi ngohe pahi ulu
that
Okale Patuelo Yosare Pome Niku Shua Mutikani Wa Emanueli Tokatana Tampani Punaya Vatimo Anna Pote Amale Payote No Teka Anna Pote Amale Payote No Teka Anna Pote Amale Payote No Teka Tokatana tampani punaya patimu elani Anna puete amalepa yote oteka.
Now that you, that's a Christian believer, you've accepted Christ as your personal Savior. But you have not as yet. Now if you haven't, that's the fountain. The only one I know about is that fountain from Emmanuel's veins.
Vano eo, nyuo muri mukristu wameni, nyuo muamuku pali kristu ntoko mopoleanyu, masi nyuo nlelo kamu, vano nyuo mwahari nene eo tipatuelo, ole mmosapahi mio kimusu elaka, epatuelo eo nikuma mutika ni Emmanueli.
Now, and if many of you here, it's just like speaking the other night about this little eagle walking in the barnyard with the chickens. And he never knew nothing else but the chickens, but he knew there's something about him was different from the chickens.
Vano, bariwira anche na nyomu, eo veke kairin toko salavu lako hiyo muhawa muruma suula muamu kani, eetaka mukwipi na aliaku. Nto o katonko suwele trikina wohi kalaliaku. Masi, ani suwela wira ya haikale tumwa iyo, ya rio virikana na aliaku.
And then his mother come hunting him, and she screamed from above. It was the eagle's call.
Nto vano ame yawe kurwa mushaka yo. Ntoao kikuela musulu, wariwi hana wa murumasi.
See, he had to be an eagle to begin with, or he'd never recognize that call.
Mone, o ahano kala murumasu pachirawene, weso karo anakalusuele ihanelwele.
There has to be something there germatized, or can never produce life.
Mone, o, ehano kale tuvo yopuelihiwa, ahiso keniwerani anakala okumihekumi.
And if the seed, the word of God, is in you, the Holy Spirit, you're now to germatize that and bring it to a reality to you.
Nto variwire pio masomu luku arimanyuo, roho yoware rivava nanano, wira inui heyo, nuwira eru heyo mweke kaiwanyuo.
How many in here has not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Would you raise up your hands all around everywhere, just real honest, if you haven't received the Holy Ghost, and you'd like to, raise up your hand, wherever you are, just keep your hand up just a moment.
Akavimu ainati wake lopatis wa roho yoware, mamu vensha matatanyu, otene mu, mapuro otene, vekeka ya sharia, vari wira nyuo kamunati wake liroho yowaria, na ve mwanitu na wake la, muvenshe ntata nanyu, nipuro pinipuro murianyu, mukaleni ntata nanyu sulu pahi, ukati vakani pahi.
Now I want you standing around and looking at them. I want somebody to lay your hands over on them. I believe right now the Holy Spirit will fill every one of you. You want it?
Vano mio kintuna, nyuo mwemenle mwawe haka yao, mio kintuna mutumosa wira muisha terematata anyu yao. Mio kinami ni nana anova wire roho yowaria, eno musariha kula mosa wa nyon tuna e.
Now don't think about the food out there in the cafeteria. Let's think about this food here. This is one, this is life. See, this is life.
Vano, muhu upueleke yo ya vateva ele murestaurante. Nruenu upuele yo ya elava, ela ti mosaru, ele kumi, mone, ele kumi.
Now turn right around each one of you and lay hands on each other. And they laid their hands upon.
Vano murukunue. Kula mmosa nyuo ni muisha atira ni matata mmosa ni muku hawe. Vano hao, awisha atira matata haya kina.
Now, I want you to pray for that person. You got your hand. Now, don't think about going out. Don't think about nothing else. Just think right now, the Holy Spirit's here to fill each individual.
Vano mio kintuna, nyuo muveke lele mutuo nyuo murinanyu ntata. Vano, muhupuele kokuma, muhupuele katetu kina, muhupuele pahi nana anova, rohe owaria irivava uire musari hekula mutu.
Open up your heart. Dump all the cistern water out and say, O fountain of life, come into me. Fill me, O Lord God, with thy goodness and mercy.
Mutukule murimanyu, mwarashe masu ute na musishteri nani, ntomuire, o epatuelo ye kumi, murwe mamiyo, mukisarihe opu ya muluku, ni murere lwanyu ni ikarari.
Lord Jesus, that inexhaustible fountain, I pray God that you will fill each one of them. May the Holy Ghost fall here.
Puya Yesu, epatuelo ele hinima liheya, miyo kimveke la muluku wira nyuo musarihe kula mmosa wao, wire roho yoware morele mu.
I'd pray God that we'd forget all about anything else, that the Holy Spirit fall into the midst of us just now and will give to us that waters of life freely from everywhere.
Mio kimveke la muluku, wira hiyo niliale sotene saitu ikina, wire roho yowaria emorele ria reahu nana anova, ni enivahe masi yawe kumi mahala akumaka mapuro tene.
Granted, O God, while the continuity of prayer and song blending together, Lord, knowing it's your presence, your divine presence, we want to come to the fountain. We want the real, genuine baptism with the Holy Ghost.
Munivahe yeyo, o muluku, okati otikela wa maveke lo nesipo, sinkuma naya vamosa, puya, nisuelaka wira o mukalelo anyu o muluku, hiyo ni ntuno urave patu eloni. Hiyo ni ntuno patisu, weke kaiworera, ni roho yowaria.
Lord, these people are praying for it. I pray that this right moment now that they will be filled with this goodness of God. Granted, O God, hear the prayer of your children.
Puia, atwala mveke la eyo, mio kimveke la wira okatula nana anova, wira awasarihiwe ni murere lola wa muluku. Munivahe eyo, o muluku, muiwe maveke lo aninyu.
May you come upon their being. May the power of God and the Holy Ghost sweep over them. Granted, God.
Wira nyuo murue mukalelo ni mwaya. Wira were wa muluku ni roho yowaria wa amane. Munivahe yeyo muluku.
Oh, how we thank you for the refreshing, for the presence of the mighty God of heaven standing in our midst.
Oh, mota no shukurahu ni nyuo, mwaha weri irelo, mwaha wa mukalelo wa muluku o weri awirimu, oniponya neri ya reahu.
Right at this noon hour, Lord, feed us. Lord, we want food from your table. Feed us, Lord, just now. Feed us with the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Okatene yo la oshekua, puya munilihe, puya hiyo nintuna yo la yava mesa vanyu, munilihe puya nana anova, munilihe ni roho yo waria makalelo ahu.
Our hungry, parching souls are thirsty. As you said in the interpretation of the song, it would pour forth water upon parched ground.
Mine pasahu sovo liwa, so uma sirinantona, sintokonyu wa muhimalianyu mota puleliwani wesipo, eyo ya amuro marashela maasi vatayani vo uma.
Let it happen, Lord. Let thy words be made manifested in the hearts of thy children. Waters upon dry, parched ground.
Muhie irane epuia, muhie maswanyu, akale owo niheru wa murima ni waninyu, masi vasuluve tayo yowelela youma.
Eternal God, hear the prayer of your servant and give unto us that blessing. Amen.
Muluku hinimala, muiwe maveke lwa murume yanyu, ni munivahe paraka yeyo. Amen.
Just keep praising now. Find out the Holy Spirit's here. If you don't receive it, it's your fault.
Mukale muvui hakapahi yo ovano. Musuele eroho yo ware rivava. Nyo mwaha keleyo. O mwahanyu.
Moto nimpentaka Yesu.
Love us thou me more.
Nyo mundi kipenta mio wavi kanala.
O nipentaka Yesu. O kalawira, o kipenta mio toko. O moto nipentaka.
Praise be to God.
Atotopeliwe muluku.
O mota mio nipentaka.
What if he comes just?
Anku arokate neola.
O moto nipentaka Yesu. O kalawiro otoko kipenta mio. Kalawiro wo kipenta toko. Ore rasha, ore rasha, ti Yesu wa mio. Namiruku, mwena muretele, mulu kwa ikurutio. O akopolaka, akisunkaka, maitampio tene liha. Ore rasha timbulu shaka nivu iwe na wao.
Nroni mwipele yo ovano.
Ore rasha ti Yesu wa mio. Namiruku mwena muretele mulu kwa ikurutio. Oh, kopolaka akisunkaka mwaitampio tene nie haya. Ore rasha, timbulu shaka, nivu iwe nsina nawe.
All that feel that, say amen. Oh, hallelujah. I see some people coming through now with the Holy Spirit.
Otene ala nona yo yire, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Mio kini wona atuwa kina kelaka vano, ni roho yo waria. Mio kahi torimela, vano kopanyiwa. Otapua wira kihila muliwe. Yesu niva. Otapua niwopua. Womalela. Akopolaka. Akisunkaka. Mwaetampio tene nihaya. Ore rasha. Timbulu shaka. Nivu ihiwe.
Nroni
venshi matatahu vano ntoveke kainimvu.
Oh, ore rasha. Ore rasha. Ti Yesu wa mio. Namiruku mwena muretele mulu kwa ikurutio. Oh, kopolaka akisunkaka mwaitampio tene nie haya. Ore rasha timbulu shaka nivu iwe nsina nawe.
Do you love it? Oh, wonderful. A fountain filled with blood, where sinners lose all fear of man, all condemnation, just free in Him. Hallelujah. Ah, oh, my. That's really wonderful.
Nyo muni mpenta yo. Oh, varera. Yoto topeli wa ekale patuwelele yosa repome. Vavo anatampi unapwete ya Yehova otene watu. Olamuliwa otene. Otapua pahi mwayo. Hallelujah. Oh, ulu. Eyo veke kaitiorer.
Now, while we sing that again, let's let all the Methodists, Baptists, Catholic, Presbyterian, whatever it is while we sing this wonderful Jesus is to me, let's just turn around and shake hands with each other. Just have a good old mix-up.
Vano, okatunipa huyeyo to, nrootene ametotista, patista, katolika, presbiteriano, enakalaru, okati hiyo nipa huila, ore rashati Yesu wa mio, Nroeni rukunu wento nivahane matata mosani mukina, pahi nikalano takansha na wakala iworera.
You know, that's what I like. Come on, let's sing it now as we do it.
Nyuwa mosuela, mio eyo tile nikisivela. Nroeni ipe eyo vano katunira husiso.
Oh, oh ore rasha, ore rasha, ti Yesu wa mio.
Ore
rasha, ti Yesu.
That's right.
Eo ti orera. Oh, namiruku, mwena muretele.
Keeping me from all sin and shame, wonderful is my redeemer. There's sound through me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. It opens prison doors, sets the captives free. Well, there's a river of life flowing down through me.
The Bible said, pray for those that are in authority.
Biblia himeu ira mwavekele lala renokulu pale.
Our Heavenly Father, we are standing in a desperate need for the leader of our nation, our president. He may never know this, Lord, but you know it.
Titi wa wirimu, hiyo nri wotu na wohiro romela, mwahawa muhole la ilapu ahu, mukulu pale ahu. Owo, pota hisuwe la keela, puia, masinyuo, muni suwele.
I pray for Brother Johnson, as he professes to be a believer in you. And Father, a heart attack, we understand, has struck him.
Meo kininve kelela muna Johnson, ntokoo ni himi awe okala owa amini ni nyuo. Ntotiti, owerei wa murima, hiyo ni nisuela woma na yoo.
I pray God spare his life. We're in a national crisis right now anyway. Let thy spirit come upon him, Lord.
Meo kinve kelela muluku, Muinane le kumi awe, hiyo nrimu, moto iwa wa mulaponi nana anovaa kule namuna. Ntomuhie roho anyu, erwe mwa iyo wopuia.
And right now, in the hospital, or wherever he may be, let your spirit come down to that Walter Reed Hospital and touch his body, sparing his life.
Ntonana anovaa, oshipiritali, wala kula nipuro vare awe, ntomuhie roho anyu, ekuruwe le shipiritali ile, Walter Reed, Ekwanye rutu awe, yinanela kekumi awe.
Lord, the man's under pressure. More pressure than what we understand.
Puia, mulopwa noo, ori ove la vela. Ove la vela sha, ovika nele hiu entoke lelahun.
So we pray, God, as believers and as a part of this nation, we pray for our leader, that you will grant him an extension of life in this great hour. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Vano hiyo ni mveke la muluku, ntokoa tu uamini, ni ntokon loko na ilapo yela, hiyo ni nimveke la muhole liahu, wira nyuo mumvahi winchereru wa wekumi, okatu ula mulu pale, mwansina na Yesu Kristu. Amen.